Blog Talk Radio.
I got this. Hey, everybody, welcome to the one-year anniversary of Into the Darkness Radio.
Hey, I didn't know it was over, okay? That was a short version of the song. God damn it. Hi.
I was going to let you kick it off, too. So, yes, one-year anniversary.
Okay, welcome to Into the Darkness. I am Brittany Johnson. I'm back, and I want to thank Matt and Dennis for covering my ass while I've been vacationing and so, thanks you. Thank you very much. And I did not know that song was short, but that's my shit. That's my song right there, so I appreciate that. I don't even think you knew. I feel ghetto tonight for some reason, so.
It was the one that I had that we normally had on, and then all of a sudden out of nowhere when Dennis and I went on to do that, and that was what, like almost 6 minutes long or a little over 6 minutes?
It is something like that.
So, well, and then Dennis and I were looking, and I'm looking all over the board. I'm like, I don't know how long this is. I don't know where the hell it is. Like, I knew nothing about it. So, that was, I don't know how it got changed.
I can tell you this. It is a beer and a half long. So that,
a beer and a half? Okay, that's,
yeah.
That's too short.
Yeah.
That's far too short. If it was a martini and a half, then okay. That's enough. But, yes, I miss you guys. I miss you. I miss this. But I have been away, obviously vacationing, obviously getting my work done and relaxing. And, you know, I want to do my year anniversary show because it's a year anniversary, and that's pretty badass. However, I'm sick. So, yay. Fabulous. So, how have you guys been? Have you missed me? Have you? You better have.
Of course we have.
That's
of course
good.
We've missed
yeah.
you.
Good, good. That's what I like to hear.
Tonight is going to be crazy, and it's going to be fun.
Yes, you should have. Well, you kind of found a little bit of that crazy side. You called me last week. This is what happens when you call me out of the blue. I'm probably either drunk or... like being kidnapped or something. So Yeah, that was fun.
Or
now you met my other half, or what? What?
Yeah,
what,
or
Matt?
Or you're hanging out with your alter ego, as I got to experience when I was talking to you.
I swear it was more than one person. I do not have multiple personalities, I think. I wouldn't know, though.
Yeah, Dennis, Brittany kept yelling at Brittany, and I was like, what the hell? Brittany, shut up. Brittany, what the? No, Brittany, quiet. I'm like, what? Huh? But I didn't hear anybody else around at first, so I'm like, is this chick losing her mind? Like, did she...
Yeah, who am I talking to? That would be me.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you know. That's what I do. That's what I do,
unfortunately.
Yeah, nobody understands what's going on. It's okay. So, I would like to make it... What was that?
The reason I can't say a damn thing about it is because I do it all the time. I'm alone in a desert and trapped in the middle of a mass conversation.
Okay, that sounds epic, though. I'm not really sure how to relate to that. You got no competition on that one, so.
Yes. Oh, thanks.
Damn it.
Bust, Dennis, bust. Get under. I thought that looked a little bit like an undercarriage.
Now all of a sudden I thought of Star Trek. I have no idea why. Thank you for that. Are you making me lose my goddamn mind? I think so. Too many medications. It's just too many. No more, Brittany.
All right. So I know that this is that people are going to start flooding in shortly. Talk with Helmy on. It's probably going to be more than I think. We got Sandy White, who's actually on hold right now. Helmy, if you want to go ahead and call in. Scott Grunewald is supposed to be calling in a little bit later. Jordan Murphy, Daniel Hoven, Mark, CPR Mark might be calling in, depending on if he can get time. I think he said he had band practice tonight, but he's going to try and get time to call in. Dennis, how many more you got?
you named, well, let's see, I contacted Jordan, Daniel, Helmy, Sandy, so, yeah, those are the ones I got. You beat me to Scott. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. And, of course, we have lovely Brittany Johnson with us as well. So I'd say we're going to have one kick-ass show.
Oh, shucks.
That's pretty much a damn guarantee.
Yes, I think
yeah.
So. I miss Scott. I can't wait to talk to Scott. Scott! Where are you? I feel like he's like a mind reader, unfortunately. That's not how everybody works. All right. So what have you guys been doing to my show? I want to know.
Oh, you don't want to know.
All right.
We've just been turning this to shit.
we've been using Mondays to promote Wednesdays is what we've been doing.
My bad. All right. Fine. Do whatever. I don't care. It's okay. I love you that you, like, cover for me. And so I have an announcement, if I don't drop this. All right, I have an announcement to make. And no, I'm not pregnant, and I'm not engaged. So those are not the announcements. Good announcement. Okay. I will be turning to Into the Darkness for at least 1 month, and then I am going on tour with Delaney and Camelot, so you guys can come and see us. Check the tour dates. I'll be the one that's not doing anything but enjoying myself. So I think we're actually coming to Illinois, Matt. I don't know where. It's like Joletta or something. Or I don't know any place in Illinois, but it's probably near you.
Well, if it's probably... Do you know how large Illinois is?
Well, I've been there, but no, I am not aware. I know how big Florida is.
Yeah, I believe that Florida can actually fit inside of Illinois, if I remember right, actually, area, surface area of the two states. I'd have to look that up again. Yeah, is it good point, Laura. Laura Redman is also listening to the show. She's joining us in chat. Hi, Laura. She said Joliet.
Joliet. Dude, I don't know how to say it. I just think it looks like Juliet, and that's all I know.
J-O-L-I-E-T?
Yeah.
That's Joliet. That's only about 35, 40 minutes for me.
Okay, so come out to the show. Check. I'll send you the dates. Why don't you come out? Because that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Is it this year or...
It's in September, so it's probably the beginning of September.
Well, I hope it's not the 6th, 7th, and 8th, because we'll be... Right, you're going to ParaFest 6th, 7th, and 8th, right?
No! Okay, so I also have to make an announcement about ParaFest. I will not be attending ParaFest because I'm going to be busy on tour, which is okay. I mean, I wish I could have came to ParaFest, kind of interfering with the dates. Obviously, but everybody else is going. Nobody's going to miss me. Who the fuck is going to miss me? Nobody. So.
Dennis and I will. We're going to be there.
Well, fucking fabulous.
And
I don't even know what the hell I'm going to do while I'm there, so the only thing I know at this point is I'm going to walk around with my head down and tears rolling down my cheeks going, fucking Brittany's not even here.
Hey, I'll be near you guys, though. I will actually be in the same state, like, the first day of the ParaFest, but I'll be, like, 3 hours away. So, and I have to make a tough decision, you know, which way I wanted to go, if I wanted to do this for a month or if I wanted to go to ParaFest. Obviously, I'd rather go enjoy some metal, so don't hate me for that. But there will be plenty of people at ParaFest. You guys will not miss me. There's going to be people from The Walking Dead and True Blood and some other stuff and other stuff that I forgot. There's like 100 people. So,
yeah, this is going to be a huge, huge convention. I mean, two dozen different investigation teams. There's more TV and movie personalities than I could even think to list. This is
exactly.
Going to be a blast.
There's so many that, like I said, who's going to care that a 5'2", I'm going to quote unquote on this gothic chick isn't going to be there?
Well,
that would be me.
I told you what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk around with my head down and tears rolling down my cheeks because you're not there.
Oh, you're going to be so disappointed. No. No, you're not going to be disappointed. No. Fuck that shit. Anyway,
I'm going to be disappointed, too, and I'm going to have the pouty lip and walk around kicking rocks with my hands in my pocket.
You guys are going to get too drunk to remember that I'm not there, so.
Let's just be honest. That implies that I would imbibe of the devil's liquid. How dare you insinuate that?
I insinuate that? Yes, you're right. And also, there will be gambling. So you will totally forget about me. If there wasn't gambling, however, well, then who are you going to blame losing all your money on?
I'm going to blame Matt for the bar tabs.
Well, there you go.
Oh, shit, wait, I didn't play the devil's fire water again.
Don't your normal investigators get some kind of discount? I mean, seriously, I would assume so. I don't know, I guess not.
Dennis, here's where jealousy sets in. If her tour isn't the 6th, 7th, and 8th during ParaFest, which hopefully it's not.
It is.
It was at the beginning, but you weren't, like, 100% sure about it. So,
no, it's, like, smack dab. And, well, yeah, it's, okay, so it starts the 1st and it ends the 29th, and we're going to be in Pennsylvania, like, the same day, but it's going to be in a different area. So, Yeah. I mean,
For Dennis, here's where the jealousy factor would fit in, is I would get, Brittany, if you're going to Parafest, then this doesn't mean so much for Dennis, but looking at it this way, since you're not, and if it was working out, I would be able to see you here in Illinois, then at Parafest, be able to hang out with Sarah, and also in October, Jody is going to be in Wheaton, which is a hop, skip, and a jump away from me, at the late or midnight swap meet or something like that they throw at the DuPage County Fairgrounds. So I would actually get to hang out with pretty much everybody from Paranormal Hot Squad except for Megan to finish out the year, which just would be awesome. So,
yeah,
cool thing.
Yeah, but I believe that Jody and Megan and Phil are going to go to Parafest.
Yeah, I think, last time I talked to Jody, she was mostly sure. But, hey, on that tour, are you going to be out in the Utah area to see Helmy, who's with us?
Yes, we are. We're going to be in Salt Lake City probably mid-September.
Tell me, how far are you from Salt Lake?
I'm in a suburb of it, so it's kind of subjective. But depending on where it is, even if it's like downtown, I'm 20 minutes best, which I guess it would be.
Cool. Well, come party with us.
You don't want this kind of trouble. You can't handle this kind of trouble.
I don't know if you can handle my kind of trouble.
So was that, for real, was that your music playing at the beginning?
No, it's not my music. I mean, that's like my love of music. That's not mine, no.
What's yours?
I don't have any.
What are you going on tour to do?
I know people who know people. Yeah, it's a thing. It's a
all
thing.
Right, all right. You got to draw me a picture and catch me up a little bit. My bad. I was making assumptions.
I got friends that I'm like helping with the tour, so I'm working on the tour.
Okay.
I think Matt knows a lot more than most people do, and I think that's the way it's gonna stay for now. Matt's fully aware. I'm just very secretive of a person, so yeah.
Yeah. Is this your...
Right after that, Helmy's mind went straight to the gutter.
Dude, I lost my mind a long time ago. I can't go anywhere.
Oh, that's such a shame.
So
that's what happens when you're silver fox.
Yeah, Helmy, I have to say sorry about the situation on the on you attempting to exit Subway today.
That was some bullshit. That was a total gravity storm. It wasn't my fault. If I had some of this equipment that I use, and you know, I could have probably documented something substantial, because that wasn't even my fault. That was just like the dogpiling of bullshit. And it was, you know, the good thing is there was like, you know, 4,000 people around. You know, these things never happen in the comfort of your own home when you're by yourself. So, fortunately, I didn't go to the gym commando today. That would have been, I probably would have been in the pokey right now and missed your show. A little indecent exposure.
I have to say, though, man, the description was phenomenal.
Oh, and that wasn't even half of it. I just started getting carpal tunnel, so I was like, you know, fuck it, I'm not going to finish describing everything that went wrong within this series of events. But, yeah, I mean, it's just karma. I mean, going the Subway, I should be punished. So,
are we talking about the food place or like the Subway?
No, I even commented on that. Out here in the West, we keep our trains above ground. So Subway is in the nasty ass eat fresh place.
Oh, okay. You mean the eat flesh? Okay.
The zombie, yeah. Because the thing is, you know, after I go to the gym, it doesn't make a lot of sense to go, you know, tee up a hamburger or something like that. So to go in with the whole cliche, I got to go gag down Subway. So today I paid the price.
How about this? You just starve yourself like women do. Duh. I mean, we are so, like, we can't eat anything without, like, someone looking at us like we're a fat ass. So, oh, we're going to have a salad. Oh, you fat ass. Well, you're going to have croutons on that, too? What? You want some shredded cheese? You know how hard it is to be a girl. It's so difficult.
I'd be a terrible, terrible chick. So... I'd be bad. I'm a hog. Hell with that. No way.
I can't even eat a crouton and my ass doesn't get bigger. I don't even know what to say. I do work out, though. So I am. Don't mess with me. I'll probably kick your ass. Not you. No, that's not like I'm not in you know, saying, like, let's go have a fight. I'm just saying people in general. I'll kick
their
ass.
It's too late. It's too late. You put it out there, and I got friends here with rings and stuff. So when you get it, roll up
let's
in the town.
Let's kick this outside. Let's kick this outside.
We're going
to
MMA.
None of this shit.
We're hitting the octagon. No pads, no gloves, nothing. Just street fight style.
That's fine. That's fine. I mean, okay, that means I have to take off my jewelry, and usually it requires studs and stuff and sharp, pokey things, but fine. I'll go ghetto. I'll take off my earrings, take out my weave. It's okay. We're good.
Sounds good. Only rule, not
challenge.
In the face. Not in the face.
Not in the, thank you.
Not in the
I appreciate that rule.
I'm not real sure about wanting to do this, you know, street fighting style anymore. They just kind of look at you and go, bang, I win, fucker.
Yeah, I'm full
I'll
of
just,
shit.
Like,
I'm
I'll
just,
kill
I'm,
you with
I'm,
my death stare. I have a death
yeah.
stare. Just be aware of that.
That's another part of being a female. It's inherent. I think they take you like around third grade or something like that and teach you.
Yep.
Some of these unwritten rules. So I've got theories on that, but I haven't proven
anything. I can make men whimper with the sight of myself, which is kind of sad.
Good thing I'm just a boy.
Aw. Okay, then I'll be a little bit more gentle on you.
And someday, tell me, you will hit puberty, and then we will call you, well, I don't know. Me in puberty or something. Never mind, that one just went to shit. Just shut up.
What?
That's because I never had one of those cinquentas or whatever they're called. What's the...
Cinquenta?
What's it called? Or,
yeah.
Or a bar mitzvah or anything like that. I never had any sort of passage into manhood, so I'm still waiting. It's all right.
That'll
though.
Never
I'm
happen.
Fine with it. Yeah, and I mean, you know, then I mean, it kind of goes with the whole birthday thing I was talking about. I was complaining recently that I just turned 39, and I remember thinking or having the same conversation saying I've got 1 year left of, you know, this kind of the shenanigans and shit that I pull all the time before I got to start being responsible. And I had the same conversation at 29, thinking the 30s, you know, it was over and you got to, like, you know, behave and be a grown up. And that, well, never happened. So I got one more year, and maybe we'll have the same conversation at 49 in the next decade, but I don't know.
Well, you sound much younger, so it's okay.
Yeah,
that makes
it's
sense.
My hair is a counterbalance. I sound younger, and I have a very young face.
Good. You sound younger, and then you. I don't know how you look, as I have not seen you in person. But however, I will say that I'm thinking you're like around 25. Hey boy, hey, what's up?
Yeah,
how you doing?
I got the silver fox hair. I look like George Clooney and Anderson Cooper.
Hey, that's great. Hey, those are very attractive men. Seriously.
Well,
kind
Brittany,
of. I'm not really.
Brittany, I thought we had Helmy on the show when you were still doing it with us, didn't we?
Good question.
I don't know.
I know.
Have you spoken to me before?
I have.
Have you?
I don't know.
See, I don't know either.
Okay, here's the formal introduction. This is probably how you'd know each other. Brittany Johnson is part of the Paranormal Hot Squad. Helmy Kramer was on Haunted Encounters on Bio Channel. With the,
yes.
He has the dog captain. So.
Yes.
Yeah, so there you go. Now there's the reference of how you guys might actually know each other, but not actually physically met or talked. So,
yeah, I think I was on your show once, but you weren't there, and I think Matt had to call in, if memory serves, because the only person I've actually only spoke to on Hot Squad was I was on a show with Jody and Matt, or Dennis, or both one night.
That's a lot of people, or...
I'm the silver fox. I can get away with that shit. You look at my hair, and I'm like, I don't know.
Well, I'm not a blonde.
I don't remember what I had for breakfast.
I'm not blonde, so I have no excuse. Like, I have none. Like, okay. Let's just say that we have not talked before, and it is lovely to meet you.
Yeah, likewise. So, pleasure's all mine.
Yeah, my pleasure as well, because I am a female. I must curtsy now. So sexist, Brittany. So sexist, Jason.
You know, it's good that this was, I mean, as far as getting off the beaten path, but I'm glad that I was on hold for the first part of the show because there were so many comments that I was just, my lips were, my gums were bleeding from trying to not comment in. Just, I mean, I can't believe these guys tee it up when I'm on the phone, but fortunately, you know, Matt was smart enough to keep me on mute when he starts talking about, you know, Florida fitting inside Illinois, you know, the crack comes up, you know, when does he become the expert of what fits in what, and Dennis talking about crying all the time, and there was like five different things. I was like, no, take me off hold. Please, come on.
It's like the ADD, it goes one way, but then it goes the other way, and then you involve a woman. I am not yet a woman, but I'm not a girl. That's a Britney Spears song, by the way. But I am all over the place, mainly because there's just too much going on in my head to, like, counteract, balance, other way. Kind of blonde, kind of not blonde, more metal. And then I sound like a valley girl. So I don't really know what's going on anyway. I listen. You guys are entertaining. Say what?
Hell, just be who you are, kid. Don't worry about it.
To hell, who are you calling a kid, bitch? You want to take this outside, too?
Yeah.
You want to start a fight with me, Dennis?
Hey, Brittany, Grandpa Dennis can call you a kid, because, yes, we can almost call him Grandpa Dennis.
Okay, fine.
Yes, and not to mention the fact that I probably have a kid older than you, young lady.
Okay. Well, then, what about my spirit? My spirit is as old as pie. That's ancient, like 2,000 years old or something. And imagine that pie wasn't invented then, but you get the point.
Yeah, I'm sure they had some kind of pie. They had, like, cows and everything, so, yeah, they had pie.
So did you say they had cows and everything?
Well, sure.
Sure. I don't think so. Now you're going to make me, like, go into my anthropology books and try to find, like, the origins of pie. Which is impossible because that ain't going to happen. Who the fuck draws a hieroglyphic about a pie? Nobody. But what?
Hey, Dennis, homie, did that just fly right the fuck over her head or what?
I wasn't going to say anything.
What
I didn't
happened?
Want to date myself, though. I didn't want to recognize that I knew what he was talking about because I figured that
Wait a minute. Shut up. Don't make fun of me.
Brittany, he was talking about
the words. See what you come up with real quick.
he was talking about cow pies, what they call cow shit in the field. They call them cow pies. So that's why he said, I'm sure they had cows. So that means they had pies.
Now, this is where I was going with it. Meat pie, like mincemeat pie, is very old British tradition. And that's maybe around, like, 1,000 years ago, and they were impoverished, and, you know, all those queens and kings are the ones that could eat those kind of mincemeat pies, so don't confuse me like that, okay? Because there is such thing as meat pie. So that is where I went with that, okay? I had a point, but you guys are messing with my head right now, and I'm not really sure how to take that.
Yeah, that's unacceptable, guys. I mean, I'm unreal.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Matt. Now she's going to show up to Parafest just to kick my ass for making her feel dumb. And I didn't even do it.
No, I was the one who made her feel dumb. You guys left
who said
alone.
I feel dumb? Not who said I feel dumb. What about I like the fact that I knew what I was talking about and didn't know what you were talking about. Because the only thing that matters is what I am talking about. Earn. You just got owned.
This is true. Well, you know what? I had to do a little hazing on a welcome back to the show there, dear.
I'm aware of this. I am brutally aware of this. Congratulations, it worked. Matt, you will hear about this later.
I know I will.
But, by the way, Matt, thanks for making her feel dumb so she does show up to Parafest to kick your ass, because I want video of that, and she'll get, you know, all of her fans and everything will get to see her. So, thank you, brother.
Yeah,
and I'll bring a whole bunch of metalheads that will also come join me, because I'm obviously on tour with them, and we'll see what you feel about it then. You got a whole bunch of people with, like, you know, whatever metalheads are like. I think that they're pretty cool, but they could be intimidating. You never know. They scream.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they could probably scream at, and these are women, too. They could scream at the top of their lungs, probably scare the shit out of you. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Now
he'll be surrounded by a bunch of ghost hunters that have his back with really cool goatees and stuff and matching shirts.
And then you'll have a whole bunch of women.
Oh, wait. Actually, hold on. Let's back up to the one thing I wouldn't be concerned about is Dennis with his 45. So
don't bet on it.
So
it works every time.
I play Call of Duty now, so I am prepared to bring out my ray gun, and we'll see. We'll see how confident you feel about it then. And I got my ray gun.
I know you're a gamer. Hey, we'll throw down kid style. We'll see who's better at Guitar Hero.
Let's just face it. I probably kick both your asses. I have small hands because I am very short, so I can move a lot.
Hey, speaking of heroes, Matt, you going to Iowa?
You know what? That's the beginning of next month, right?
No, next week. Next Friday.
Yeah, that's I couldn't get off. I was trying to get off work to go, but I can't get off work.
I told you, if you couldn't quit your job, it's that important.
Huh.
The
hammy has spoken.
That's a possibility. And I have hashtag wrote that down.
Write it down. Do as you're told. No one gets hurt. So, all right, you're flaking. I mean, that's fine. I kind of figured. You told me you're going to ride your bike in and hang and do spooky stuff, and you're going to miss out. It's going to be a good one. I'm going to go ahead and take this moment and promote it this Friday and Saturday in Farrar, which I'm probably saying wrong, just outside of Des Moines, Iowa, is the Iowa Paracon, which is going to be awesome. And if you like our show, Haunted Encounters, it's the first and only time Dan Jordan and myself are getting together in a public venue. And there's a bunch of other really cool speakers. The location itself is well documented with a bunch of shows, documentaries and stuff, haunted. So a couple investigations of that bad boy. It should be pretty awesome. So, again, this Friday and Saturday in Farrar, Iowa.
Is that the Farrar School?
It's the Farrar School, I think.
All right. No, yeah, we very much are familiar with that. That is going to be an interesting location. I have heard the craziest stories.
I have, too. And I'm really stoked. A lot of times with some of these events, you go to a place that might be a little haunted or something, but this is actually taking place in one. And I struggle a lot of times. I'm sorry that I'm taking the conversation on the show and talking about ghosts and stuff. I know it's inappropriate, but...
Oh, yeah, totally inappropriate, because this is not a paranormal show.
We'll let you get back to Guitar Hero and crying in a minute. But You know, a lot of times I struggle with just kind of the basic stuff from people talking about a place being haunted. I need to, you know, go find out for myself. But there's a few people, select people out there that I absolutely have complete conviction and faith in. And when they tell me stuff, I buy it. I don't just kind of have that discounted shrug where I'm like, oh, you know, maybe one day I'll find out on my own, but it's cool you had those experiences. But a lot of people I wildly respect say a lot of really crazy stuff about this place. And I'm pretty skeptical about schools. I mean, a lot of, again, I won't go too far down this path, but I think one of two things has to happen for a haunting. I think something really bad, negative, you know, the standard stuff that most people buy into and movies are made of has to happen. Or it has to be a place where someone who had kind of a rough go or some tough times was really fond of. Like, yeah, these old Carnegie libraries. Back in the day, there was no internet and no radio shows or anything to keep people preoccupied. So, you know, people used to read and that kind of crazy stuff. So that was their happy place, or these old theaters and things of that nature. So I think people that might have had bad stuff that happened may still be hanging out in places that made them happy, because those are the only two things that I've ever really dealt with. And when you hear of schools being haunted, usually bad stuff doesn't, you know, we're in a different day and age now, but typically bad stuff doesn't really happen, even in the strict private schools and all that. And I don't really think a lot of people found school is their happy place either, so I'm always a little tentative when people talk about haunted schools, because it just doesn't, for me, in my experiences, just doesn't match up. But again, a lot of people that I think really are on it talk about this place, so I'm really excited to get in there and hopefully change my opinion of the whole thing. So I'm stoked about this one.
Well, apparently there's a graveyard that's basically in the schoolyard, and apparently, I don't know if you want to know anything about the school, because I know a backstory behind it, of which kind of gives some incentive as to why it might be active. But there was like a teacher that, I guess, molested some students, and this was way back in the day, and like abused some students. And I'm not too sure, you know, as far as that goes, when it is such old history, you don't really have that kind of documented stuff. So I don't know if it's documented, but that's like a rumor as to why it might be haunted. And also the fact that there's a graveyard, which for whatever reason, I think that any kind of energy left the vicinity once you're already buried. But there's Megan, actually. I think it was Megan, my team member, who played me a video. It was an audio video, so not actual video, but audio of like a minute long, like a minute and a half, with everything being like moved about. Like it sounded like people were like slamming tables and chairs around the room, and it was when they were in the room. They just had it recorded. That noise came from nowhere. It was the craziest audio I've heard in forever. If it was genuine, I trust it was genuine. I'm sure it wasn't random people throwing around like chairs and tables and slamming things like back and forth. But that's what she had recorded. She had let me listen to it, and that was the most insane recording I've ever heard.
That's
so
the kind of stuff
hopefully.
I'm hearing about this place. So, I mean, I think you're dead on, because that's the exact stuff I'm hearing. And from people that, like I said, some people I don't know, and some other people where I kind of handicap things that they say. But that's the kind of stuff that I'm hearing from all kinds of people that I buy it from. So I'm stoked.
It's going to be really exciting. I mean, especially from what I heard, it was just like, I wish I was there. I would have just like loved to sit in front of that and just see it all happen or listen to it all happen. So I'm slightly jealous, just a little bit.
Hey, Helmy, I definitely have to say, count me in at 95% right now.
Oh, as simple as that?
Yeah, no, I'll
tell you what. Let's make up a little more ground. I'm also told that there's a cornfield. You know, because it's Iowa, but, you know, I don't mean to sound cliche, but literally, like, right next to the location. And at some point, I don't know when, where, how much alcohol it's going to take. I'm sure they have a crown in Iowa, but there will be crop circles. and I will be I will be guilty of making them.
That's fantastic.
So, and if you can bring your bike down, I can get some 2x4s. We can hammer out something awesome in like 20 minutes.
Well, the reason, not look like what they left on Mars. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, those indention ones that look like raised ground or something, like the carve-out things?
I was thinking more of the penis that the Mars rover left on Mars, but yeah, sure. Somewhat familiar with, yeah.
Well, there you go. It's settled. We're going to make a crop circle of a giant dong in the middle of Iowa.
Exactly.
I'm sure the
mom. Now you're 99%. Hey,
what else? It's like the easiest thing if you're drunk to do. I mean, that's like, come on.
Hey,
fantastic.
Now, Brittany, did you say that there's a cemetery that's like, I heard there's one across the street, but I was just kind of waiting to get my information from folks on site. But do you know if there's any reports? Because one of the most haunted places I've been is in Wyoming. And they literally built a library, like in the 70s, on an old cemetery. And it was an old cemetery, so they didn't have very good records. So they did a terrible job exhuming the bodies. So every time, like, they expand the parking lot or add a wing, they have to call the coroner out and the police department because they're digging up bodies nonstop, and that place is ridiculous. So I wonder if there's anything similar to this where there's unmarked graves that were buried or under the structure because... And I guess
that's
I should have said
possible.
That at the beginning. I said, you know, the two things are like bad things happen or people were happy there. And we just had our episode just aired again over the weekend at St. Mark's on the Browery. And that place, I believe, is haunted just due to grave desecration and grave robbing. So that's the other third of the trifecta. So that's interesting you bring that up because that could very well have a huge factor in why they're experiencing that stuff. So that's way cool.
And it's a pretty old school. I think it's like 100 years old. I'm not really sure. But
like Dennis?
Farrar.
Getting there, smart ass.
Oh, you heard that?
But my question, Helmy, is how much, now, granted you're in the middle of Iowa, there's plenty of corn around. I'm sure there will be corn liquor. How much of that do you think it will take to get Matt in his Speedos to go help make the markings?
You know, from what I've never had, like, that corn moonshine or anything. From what I've heard of it, I think him sniffing a capful of it might be enough.
By the way, I meant to say something, but y'all started chatting back and forth. Brittany, you said you could make Matt scream. That doesn't take a whole lot, sweetheart. He can walk out of the grocery store and them little brownie girls selling cookies scare the shit out of him.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh, then I got a good idea.
Here we go.
Especially if I mean, you'll probably be really scared because you just wouldn't expect a woman to be in the vicinity. But, however, there's some bug spray because you'll be afraid of other things instead of me. So,
no, first off, I'll go on record saying I don't own a Speedo.
I was about to say, you better not.
No, every swimsuit I have is all board shorts. So, by the way, and this is a PSA for everybody, if you are going to go to France,
bring a Speedo.
Yes, because they will make you take off whatever you're wearing, and by park and beach regulations, you have to wear a Speedo, which is
because it must be your package. That's only because it must be your package.
No, they do it for hygiene reasons for some reason. I don't know what hygiene is it contained because it's restrictive. I don't know. You'd
keep
you
the crabs in.
Yeah, you can't have a random hair floating around. I don't know. But,
if you go to Germany, you have to take it all off. So.
And that's I've done that before too, and that's fine. But Hey, no, Helmy, the reason that it's 95% right now is because I did request off from work for this coming weekend, and it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday I requested off, and the plans that I had fell through, but I can always say, oh, yeah, it's back on again. So I just need to figure out the easiest way to travel, because it's not like it's right across the border in, like, Des Moines. It's the opposite side of Iowa. So travel expenses might be ridiculous. We were supposed to be celebrating, and I have to say, it's not till next month, but for family reasons, it was going to be the easiest thing. My grandmother's 91st birthday, so we were going to have a big, big, big party for that, but it ended up falling through. She flipped her shit because she hates parties. So,
well, if you're a woman, do you really want to say how old you are? Like, do you really think a woman wants to say, "Yeah, I'm 91 years old, bitch"? No, no.
I think once you get over 80, that you really just don't care anymore.
Exactly.
If I make it to 91, I want a fucking airplane and a banner flying above saying that crazy son of a bitch survived this long.
I want to go skydiving. That's what I want to go do. Hopefully I do that before I have a heart attack. But
if I make it to 40, I want a parade. Like a really cool one.
ticker tape and everything, right?
Exactly. Like, I wanted to make Macy's look like, you know, a local town function.
If I make it to 25, I want everyone to get really drunk, and that's probably how it's going to go. So, there you go.
I got you on that one. I'm in.
All right. Cool beans. Cool beans,
and I
definitely
got your back there. Now, by the way, Brittany, you just gave away your age. And, yes, darling, I do have a child older than you.
Well, how old do you think I am exactly?
Well, you said if I make it to 25. So I'm going to say at this point you're probably 22, 23.
Mm-hmm. God, I sound old. 23. I'm 23, but that's, come on, you're off. I'm almost 24. Give me some credit here.
Oh. Yeah, but you were saying I can't call you a kid. Yeah.
No, you may not call me a child. You may not. You may call me a young woman, a damsel, if you will.
Well, but compared to me, you got a long way to go, but you're doing a hell of a stride in this world. Just keep it going.
I will try to get as much substance in my body as I can. Thank you.
Well, what kind of substance are you talking about here? Because that may not let you get to 25.
Are any of you cops?
Wait a minute. One of the people that I'm chatting with, Sandy White, who's actually going to be joining us shortly, asked me, is it a November birthday for you, Brittany?
Yes, who would this be who knows my birthday?
her and Dennis had a...
On.
Yeah. Sandy, kudos. And by the way, Sandy is a psychic, and this chick has blown my mind numerous times. Same thing with Dennis, too. And then, fortunately, they got the hookup and have a whole bunch of conversations, and which I have to ask Sandy about, to be honest with you. But besides that...
She says she is not psychic. She just hears shit.
Yeah.
And also there is Facebook.
But see, hers you can justify. The shit that's in my head, nobody can figure out what the fuck that is. But...
And hence many years of therapy.
If anyone can tell me what I was in my previous life, please say I was a cat or something. I mean, that's all I want is a past life reading where someone says, you were just a cat. And I'm like, okay. So I just sat around, laid around all day, didn't do anything, got hurt. Okay.
Yeah.
You were
a squirrel. Brittany, we do have somebody with us now that has missed the shit out of you and loves you. And, hey, Kevin, you there?
Yeah, Brittany, you were a squirrel. You played around with nuts.
Kevin, I'm going to kick your ass. Come over here. Come over here. I was a squirrel? Okay, they're cute. They hide their nuts. So, I mean, that explains a lot about me. You may have a point. They got, I don't want to say it, but I might have to, that they have nuts in their mouth and that's all that matters. I mean, end of story.
Wow.
So, and Helmy, this is Kevin, who runs Unknown Radio Network. I know you had talked to him and Jody on a Tuesday night show, but yeah, he had to pop in and I mean, come on, 1 year anniversary, and he started this whole thing, so we have to just thank the shit out of him. So thank you, Kevin. It's absolutely awesome. I know we got a couple other 1 years coming up, and it just seems to be getting better and better. So
we're assuming that this is the 1 year, but we don't really know. So let's just say it's the 1 year, and that's it. Like, Kevin, you're awesome. I think it's the 1 year. Time goes by really fast, and it'll be 2 years before I know it, and then I'll be like, what the fuck? And I'll be like, this sucks, because it's been 2 years, and I didn't even know, like, how time go by so fast. I'm dying over here. I love you, Kevin.
Yeah.
You're awesome.
Yeah, it'll be 2 years, and Dennis and I will be hosting it, and you'll just pop in for the 2 year.
Hey, shut up. No. Hey, now. I am a busy woman, okay? I have a college degree to earn. Thank you very much.
I have a college degree, and I work 6 days a week. What the fuck's your excuse now?
But I have a college degree to earn, which means that I am the bitch that's always doing the homework and the studying and the homework. Oh, I hate it so much. I can't wait to go back to school. It's so much fun.
Yeah, didn't I tell you to send me your homework and I'd just take care of it for you?
Yeah, that's called cheating, you know.
He'd take care of it for you if you wanted an F+.
I feel like, did you know, like, the circumstantial differences between the political spectrum? Like, is that something that you're familiar with? Because I would gladly pass it on to you.
No, I really didn't focus on that kind of shit. My degree's in abnormal psychology, with my minor being in sociology and social function. So.
Well, I am social science and history, so technically it's the same shit. And I don't mean to say that like it's not a big deal, because you really should get a degree, stay in school, because it's cool, so don't let me deter anybody that is younger than me, which probably no one is younger than me listening to the show, unfortunately. Well, that's a good thing, I think.
There is a lot of people who are listening right now who are 13, 14, down to...
They should not be listening to this. I swear, a lot. It's for mature audiences only.
Trust me, their mom has got kind of a mouth on her, so it's cool.
All right. Good to know. That means that I'll let it fly. This is why I wanted to come to the show, because I was like, finally, I get to swear a lot.
No, you can still swear. They're adults in their own realm. I can't, you know.
No, obviously, I would be a horrible parent. I mean, I would be a horrible parent. They will know several things. Not that I am going to have children at any time or ever, because I'm so selfish. Now you can tell that I'm young because I'm selfish. Oh, shocker. But yes, if I had children or stepchildren or nieces or nephews or godchildren, you just don't want to keep them by me, and they'll learn too many things they shouldn't know. And you know, I apologize in advance, and this is, you know, not a good apology. I'm just saying, keep your children, lock them up far away from me. I also used to be a babysitter, so, yeah, well, that went.
So,
Kevin, seems like in Brittany's absence, she kind of dropped back into her old rhythm pretty well, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it changed a bit.
Thank you. Thank
how are things going with you, brother?
Good. Unfortunately, Matt, you guys will, you and Dennis will be celebrating your 1 year for Full Spectrum, but Bear of Bad News, Ghost Hunting Texas Style, is no longer going to be broadcasting.
Oh, no. What the hell?
What the hell happened?
I'm not really going to say on air.
Yeah.
Just know that Kevin is taking a break from the paranormal.
You are taking a break from the paranormal?
No. I am too. I shut down my team and closed up shop for a good break. I need it. And but no, Kevin Bryan of Fort Worth Paranormal, he's going to take a break from the paranormal as well. So they're shutting down their broadcast. So that's a sad thing, but hey, we'll find somebody else and get another show going on Thursday.
Well, I understand how that is. It's good to be kind of low-key, not like the god that's Norse low-key, but with the low-key type of person. I understand that very much. I try to do it, too, but I can't stay away. That's how annoying I am. I'm like a plague. You think you get rid of me, and then I keep coming back.
Hey, real quick, I just want to let you know, Helmy's got to take off. So, Helmy, if you want to throw out any contacts or links or, you know, any pubs, and, you feel free. Also, I will let you know tomorrow for sure if I'll be able to hit up Farrar or whatever, however the hell you say it. Whatever it is.
Farrar.
Yeah, definitely let me know. You know, first and foremost, guys, all kidding aside, congratulations on hitting that year mark. I see a lot of shows kind of come and go and flounder around for a little bit, and you guys are building it up, so that's really cool, and I appreciate what you guys are doing. I always have a great time being on any of the shows within this group, so again, congrats on that. Anyone in or around or needs a nice little vacation, this Iowa thing is shaping up to be really awesome. Again, it's outside of Des Moines, maybe 20 minutes. Friday afternoon and all day Saturday into the evening, two investigations. And like the Gold Pass equivalent, whatever, where you do everything's like only $50. And there's other ones that are like 30 and 15 and stuff. So it's not one of the more expensive ones, especially for what's going on. So it might be a good opportunity just for a weekend getaway too. So something to check out. And you all can find me pretty easily on Facebook. Everything I have is The Helmy, because that's what I do, because I'm The Helmy.
Well, let me say this. I'm going to stalk you, so that's just a warning. So if you get some random chick stalking you, it's probably going to be me. I really appreciate you coming on the show. Since I didn't get to speak to you before, as we have established, this was our first time speaking.
Yeah. No, I think we did come to that conclusion. So, no, likewise, it's been fun. It's nice. I sometimes get a little desensitized within, and I hate to call it a community or a field or anything like that, but it's really nice to find that sliver of folks that have a good sense of humor and really seem to enjoy this stuff and are able to cut up and not take themselves too seriously. So that's why I'm such a fan of this group, and you go ahead and stalk me all you want. I'm a train wreck on social networking, so be prepared for a big disappointment.
No, okay.
That's what I do.
Yeah, all right, well.
So, and the only other thing I can say is we've got, we seem to be on the perennial, the running reruns of Haunted Encounters every Saturday morning on Bio. Eastern State, which is my favorite, is that, and I can't remember what the other one is, Saturday morning on bio, so if you're interested in checking that out to see what all the cool kids are talking about. And pretty much nothing else. That's all I got.
Awesome. Well, I'll make sure to check that out. And like I said, I'm going to stalk you. My name is Brittany, in case you forgot.
Fair enough. at least you're up front about it. You know, you're not one of the catfish ones with, you know, the paranormal gals with the 500 fake accounts that like to go and start trouble and all that. So,
no, I've only got one so far.
As long as you're crazy up front and you put your real name on it, that's awesome. Kudos to you.
Yes. I'll send you a picture of my ID. I promise.
Okay. Fair enough. I'll take your word
Thank
for
you
it.
So much. All right.
No problem. Hey, thanks, guys. Again, congrats. And have a good one. And go easy on Dan when he calls in.
Yeah. Him and Jordan are going to be calling in shortly. So
okay.
We'll run through the gamut. I didn't hear back from Chelsea, but, yeah, we'll run through the gamut of you guys.
Okay. Cool. Sounds good. Thanks again, guys.
Have a good night.
Be super careful next time you leave Subway, brother. With you, man. It's a terrible thing.
I learned my lesson. Thanks for the advice.
Yeah, I'll call you tomorrow and let you know. I just MapQuested it. Worst comes to worst, it's just under 5 hour drive, so not too bad.
Well, again, to meet your paranormal hero, dude. I think it's well worth the 10 hour round trip. So,
oh, yeah.
Make it happen if you can. love to have you there. It's going to be a good time. So.
Help me, you're my hero.
Yeah, I know. I get that a lot. I get it a lot, dude. I mean, whatever.
All right, man. I'll talk to you tomorrow, brother.
Sounds good. Later.
Good bye.
Night. Take care, Helmy.
Bye. Later.
Well, that was just lovely. More people that I get to stalk. I'm so excited. Oh.
You know, and Brittany, like all kidding aside, too, and Dennis, I know you can vouch for this. Helmy has been, like, since day one, being on the shows and all that stuff, he's been a great, not just guest, but he's been a great friend, like Dennis and I and anybody. He's just a phenomenal, phenomenal person. And I hope, you know what, if I come out to that damn event and Captain's not there, that's going to suck. But, because I want to meet Captain. But... No, in general, he's just been, and the full cast of Haunted Encounters is just down to earth, cool as hell, just amazing, amazing people, and have become just great, great friends to Dennis and I too. So, hats off to
and
all
of
them.
It's a pretty interesting show. You know, a lot of the shows are getting like really strict as to the way that they're doing things, and it's kind of nice to see, you know, alternatives. So. Especially with a puppy. There's a puppy involved. Well, it's not a puppy, it's a dog, but it's a puppy.
Well, the thing, and I do want to say this, and we've had, every time we've had them on as guests and shit like that, like, and they all say the same thing, and it's completely, completely accurate. The problem with Haunted Encounters and what they, when it went to production, and they were filming the episodes and filming the season. Like, most of the time when you look at Ghost Hunters, Ghost Adventures, all those shows, they have, you know, 3, 4, 5, up to 7 days on location, and then they cut it down into basically into one episode, a one-hour episode. And, Dennis, I know you can back me up on this. What they have, they got there in the afternoon, and they were gone by the morning. On every show. So they only had maybe, you know, 9 to 10 hours to do a location, and they had to do their research on the road. They had to do all, like, bio did not help them out in any way.
Well, let's not, like, say, hey, bio, don't do that, but I understand. It's very strict limitations on certain shows and budgets and whatnot, so I can't really blame the network so much. I mean, you got to do what you can. And if you're good at what you do, then you can do it in one night.
Yeah, no, I know that. But what I'm saying is when you have to deal with a production staff on top of trying to do what you're doing, that double, it's a complication, like, from the get-go, basically. Because you have people who just film. They're not investigators. They're not researchers. They're not anything. Like, all their job is to film you. So
yeah.
When they're walking backwards trying to film you, if you're walking forward and then they trip on something, okay, well, you got to toss that shit out. And, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that people don't understand that, you know, like Ghost Adventures who, oh, yeah, it's three guys that are in there with their own stuff. Yeah, but they have a week to actually do it, not
yeah.
a couple hours. You know, so, yeah, is it going to be more thorough? But the whole point and that I will, you know, back them 1,000,000,000% between Helmy, Daniel, Jordan, and Chelsea is I don't believe that they were represented well as investigators on film. Talking to them independently and everything else, they know their shit. But
and
they're all varied too.
They have very like their own kind of field that they're, you know, Chelsea, isn't she like a psychic and isn't she?
Yes. And Dennis and Chelsea have had, and myself and Chelsea have had amazing, amazing conversations. And I was hoping that she was able to call in, but she's just too damn busy tonight. So, and I kind of hit her with it last minute, but.
We'll
speak to her. I think maybe I've spoken to her once.
Well, mentioning psychics and so forth, one of the other things that Sandy pointed out to me, and we're doing the Facebook chat thing, Brittany, she says that you're definitely into, like, the desert stuff, like the Egyptian stuff, and as well, you've been told you have cat's eyes. So,
well,
and,
that's very interesting.
And y'all are not Facebook friends, so, and no, she didn't know who to look up.
Oh, well, thank you. That's kind of insightful, and it is true. I do love Egyptian and the desert, and I have been told that I look like I have cat eyes, but I don't know if that's a compliment or not. It could be. Or it could be I've had too many plastic surgeries and I look like that. I'm just kidding. I haven't.
You're not comfortable being red, are you?
What?
I said you're not comfortable being red, are you?
I'm not comfortable being what?
Red. Like red. Not the color red. No, red.
Oh.
R-E-D.
Oh. Okay. I understand what you're getting at. No.
And,
I like black.
And she says, yes, it's a compliment. You look amazing, and people are intrigued with her. So,
How about this? Let's hear from the horse
I'll tell
himself.
You what.
I can bring her in right now.
Hey, Matt, go ahead and bring her in. Brittany, would you be upset if you were to have somebody read you that, and she may throw out something that, you know, I mean, she's not going to get, like, really personal. She's really cool about this.
No, I
don't
mind at all. Like, I'm really intrigued. And you can share whatever it is that you want to. I'm very comfortable. If everybody wants to know everything about me, I don't mind.
It's like the best game.
Hi,
Brittany.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. Been here laughing with Dennis. You said something about how old you were, and I was like, yeah, 23, she's going to be 24, and I got November with you. And I'm like, yeah, gee. And I said that, and you were like, what?
Yes. Yes, it was November. That was impressive. So, yes, I'm on the cusp, Sagittarius, slightly, Scorpio, slightly, insane.
I don't know what 18th is for you, but maybe birthday or Sunday. I don't know. But it's a day for you.
What was that?
The 18th. What's that day for you?
What's my birthday? Is the 23rd.
Okay, well, I got the 18th. I don't know. Maybe you're doing something the 18th, which is prior to your birthday. I don't know what this calendar weekend falls on for your birthday. But, yeah, you definitely have the Egyptian queen thing going on because you were asking about your past thing, and you're actually the first person for me to do a past life reading. You have the Egyptian reading, the cats, and the gore and all this, you know. And then just the eyes. You have amazing eyes. And I've never seen you. I don't even look like so.
Oh, well. Well, I would say you have amazing eyes. Thank you. I'm just kidding. No, that's been fascinating, though. So tell me more about me. About you.
It's all about me.
It is her 1 year.
I am queen, as we established, so I'm just messing around. But no, I'm really interested in past life readings, basically because I'm so, like, attracted to just ancient times, or not necessarily the time that I'm in right now, but I don't feel connected with it, which is, you know, kind of selfish as a human being to say so, that I don't appreciate the time that I'm in, but...
You got to learn where you came from to know who you are now. So, you know, it makes you who you are today. That's the way I see it anyway. People may not agree, but I have someone that could read you your past life thing, like you're wanting. He's a really, really great guy. You may already know him, Dakota Lawrence.
I have maybe spoken to him. At least I've added him on Facebook. So if he's past life reading.
Yeah, he's really good.
I might get in contact with him because I am curious. And, you know, I've had Justin Collins, I think. I think that's his name.
Justin
Chase Mullen. Mick, what is it? Mick Mullen? Mick Cullen?
No, Justin Chase Mullen.
Yes, okay, that is correct. He's done one past life reading on me, and that kind of fit. It was weird because he pointed out some stuff that it was like sitting right in front of me, and he affiliated that with my past life, but he did not know that it was in front of me. But it was, I won't tell you because that's giving you information. But
exactly,
I mean, yeah, so I can't particularly say any details, but he just pointed out some stuff, which was ironic. So I found it kind of interesting. So it made me more curious. But what kind of readings do you do aside from, like, possible past life readings? Like, what else can you pick up? I am curious about psychics or sensitive.
I don't know. Dennis, I'm going to put this one on you. What would you call me? I know. Like I said before, my boyfriend and my brother, they call me a handful, but I do the psychic mediumship channeling, like the shamanism thing, the remote viewing, the astral projection. It's so much that it's overwhelming.
Well, I'm going to do one thing real quick. I hate to be the party buster. Sandy, I'm going to give you a moment to think about it. Brittany, we have another guest that wants to pop in and say hi.
Okay.
Sandy, while you're thinking about it, I want you to channel in title on her and see what else you come up with. We got Daniel Hoven, who is also on Haunted Encounters Face-to-Face, coming in with us. He's the creator of the Ripple in Time. Daniel, are you with us?
Hey, how's it going, guys? And ladies.
Hey, Daniel.
Thanks for joining us, brother.
What's that?
Hey, I appreciate you taking the time to call in. I realize you only got a few minutes. If I'm not mistaken, you are out running pretty much from investigation to investigation right now.
I am. I definitely, you know, I wanted to pop in and say happy 1 year. You know, you guys, I love your show. And, I'm out right now. I'm on location. I can't really say where I'm at or what I'm doing. It's a separate project I've been fortunate enough to come into. But it's definitely going to be very different. I'm excited to be a part of it. And it's been, as you know, it's pretty hot out here on the East Coast and humid. So I'm still running around, but I'm excited for you guys. And, you know, I don't want to take up too much time here because I know I could hear you guys had some pretty cool stuff going on. But let's not let's say, you know, happy 1 year. It's really cool to see you guys going strong. And every week, it's, you know, I mean, every show, it's just entertaining. It's laid back and candid. It's how I like it.
Thank you. You're so nice. And let me guess, are you in the South? I don't know if you could say yes. But if it's humid,
no,
you got to be in the South.
Unfortunately, I'm actually in the Northeast. I'm in Ohio right now. But
And what city are you in? Where is the place that you're, what is the city? What place are you in? You can tell me. You can. Nobody's listening. I'm just kidding.
I've seen the numbers on this show. There's plenty of people listening and downloading. I'm excited. It's definitely a. I can't say what city exactly because the show focuses around the city. So we'll see.
Of course.
You know, nothing is. You know, we have all these green lights, but we'll see. It's a different approach. I always try to think outside the box, and I'm really excited if this side one gets picked up. So we're acting like it is. The money that they're putting into it suggests that it is. But I'm just the man that talks to dead people, so they kind of keep me on the outs of the business stuff.
Very interesting. I can't wait to see.
Well, Daniel, when Helmy was just on before you, he was talking about you're going to Ferrari, right?
Yeah, this weekend, actually, myself, Jordan, and Helmy will be at the Iowa Paracon in Farrar, Ohio, the Farrar Schoolhouse, and it's going to be the only convention we're actually all at as far as Helmy, myself, and Jordan, so it's going to be a hot mess. It's going to be a great time, but it's going to be a hot mess.
Well,
Make sure you drink a lot of wine because you're going to get lost and you're going to have fun, and I've heard the craziest stuff coming from that school, and I can't believe it's already been a year since the last Paracon.
I know. It's funny. We joke. It's when Jordan and I were rolling around last year, we had plans to actually go out for our schoolhouse when we got greenlit by bio and we had to cancel, unfortunately. So we've actually been trying to make it out to see Seth now for like 2 years, and every time something comes up, and I was lucky enough where I was pretty adamant when the schedule came out that I was not available because I want to get out there. I want to see this guy. To me, that's more important right now than it's filming. So they really, they're accommodating, and it's, exciting. I'll send you guys a video later that I can send over because we were doing some practice footage of something pretty neat I've never seen. I'm working with a energy worker who is just absolutely freaking amazing, and we were doing some, night vision IR. I've never seen before IR, it's IR either clear or blurry. It's out of focus, but it's never just like, you don't see a lot of distortion, and when she's working with energy, it's almost as if the eye is reflecting off of a field of it around her hands or her head, depending on where she's channeling. And you almost see this blur, kind of follow wherever the energy is. It's always one place. It's not, like, all over. I'm excited to get a FLIR done on if we can get a chance to see if there's a something going on there with the temperature change. But interesting stuff. I'm actually, a little bit out of my element, which makes me excited. I've really never entered the occult world or the energy worker world, if you will, and to me, it's opening up so many new possibilities, so many new ideas, and it's good for me, actually, to grow, I think, on that level, to see what it's all about. So I'm, by no means am I, an energy worker, psychic medium, by no means, I'm, like, Helmy, probably one of the most sensitive people in the world, so it's a humbling experience for myself, actually.
Very interesting. See, I'm also interested in that energy kind of, I guess you would say it would leave an imprint on your environment and kind of see if that can cause hauntings or supposedly, quote-unquote hauntings or life force or some kind of veil. Yeah, energy is interesting. It kind of quantum physics also. So you can actually prove it and it can be explained as long as you have people willing to try. So it's nice to hear that you're giving it a shot.
Well, why not? I figure everybody contributes something different. I use EVPs, but, by no means is that solid evidence. Because the thing I like about the paranormal is we'll never know the answer, which is fine with me. But it doesn't hurt to have more people, and I think they are a lot more advanced than I am in many aspects. So, like I said, to me, it's a humbling experience, but it's an important one, I think, to grow in this field for myself.
Exactly.
But I will let you guys get back to your reading. Matt Dennis, I just wanted to call and say happy 1 year. I'm really happy, and we'll have to schedule some more time. Sorry, my schedule's getting all jacked up. It's the magical, we have all this stuff, but let's run behind. But it's life, and I appreciate it, I guess. But keep you guys posted when it does break, if it does go, and I think it will. We'll definitely schedule some time and get you guys a scoop on it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for popping in.
Yeah, I didn't stay long, but. Trust me, your other guests are much more entertaining than me. I'm pretty blah.
I doubt that. nonsense. We'll have you back on the show when your schedule permits, and we'll, like, go all fuzzy and whatnot, and you'll get to hear me talk for 2 hours. Don't you love that? I'm so annoying.
I would love to. Not at all, not at all. So, but,
heard that before.
Thank you again, and happy 1 year, guys and ladies.
Thank you.
We'll be talking soon.
Have a good
investigation. Thanks for calling in, Daniel.
We'll catch up.
Hey, Daniel, I was telling Helmy too, I actually did schedule a time off work for something else that ended up falling through for this weekend, so you might actually see me in Des Moines for the event.
Hey, if you're there, we will we'll do some extra stuff. We'll break out some recorders. We'll get the match set. I'll see. You know, we'll hook you up. We'll do whatever we can for you to make sure it's worth the trip.
No. I'll show up with my 5 to 17 bags of shit, and I have pretty much everything except for a flare. So you guys got that? Then we're set. But yeah, no, I might actually roll out this weekend to the haunting at the fur school.
Well, I hope
it's Farrar, Matt. Farrar. Say it, Farrar. Like Rar, like a tiger.
Farrar.
Like
all right. Well, thanks again for letting me pop in. Happy 1 year, and hopefully I'll see you this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to try and make it out, and I'll shoot you a message or give you a call and let you know.
All right, Matt. Sounds like a plan.
Have a good night.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Take it easy.
Thanks, Daniel.
Oh, that was so nice. All right, so we gave you some time to read me, or not, or
I was speaking with Dennis. Well, not speaking. I was actually Facebook typing him.
Same thing.
I'd like to do a personal one because I'm getting with you. You're open personality-wise on the show, but I'd rather just do a one-on-one with you.
All right, that'd be good.
Okay, we'll do that first, and then maybe again on air, kind of do something a little more fun. But you're kind of closed off, actually. Even though you're open to the public, you're very closed off. You know, your emotional stuff, your personal life.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's true. I mean, girls can pretty much read each other on that one, definitely. But I am, you know, I keep myself distant from emotions as much as
you're
I can.
Very, you don't trust very easily, so. you're a very strong person, I guess that, and of course everybody does. You know, you're out here, you're doing this, but. You just, like I said, you've got this big shield around you. And even though you don't really know how to shield, you know, or maybe you do, I don't know, but you've got, like, this bold Fort Knox shield around yourself.
Yes. So we can definitely do a personal reading. And then, you know, we'll see if it's not too personal, then we can maybe bring you on air again and kind of open it up. But I am curious. So get in contact with me through my Facebook.
I'm not sure even your last name, so I'm sorry.
It's Johnson. You'll find me through all these people that are also on the show right now. They're all my homeboys. So
I'll get to shoot me a link to you. But like I said, I don't want to display your personal life.
I appreciate that. That's a good thing. I can respect that. Trust me. I don't know what it is. If it's too personal, then yeah, we'll keep it off air.
And Dennis just shot me the link. Okay. thanks,
that's
Dennis.
That's what I do. That's why I'm the co-host. I sit here with my hands on the keyboard and staring at the screen. I got three screens open. What can I say?
Hey, he's doing his job and he's doing it well. You need a raise, right? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I do need a raise, damn it.
Hey, I need to get paid first. I need to get paid, then he can get a raise. That's how it works.
He's running this fucked up training. Why are you not getting paid?
Well, if you get a jack and put it on your butt.
mentioning the train, that reminds me. When I was a kid, my grandparents, they had a little tiny house, but they had a lot of kids. And I had a buttload of cousins and aunts and uncles and everything. So Thanksgiving was probably 50 people in this house the size of, like, oh, I don't know, a typical outhouse. On the bathroom door was this plaque with a little door knocker. And right beneath it was another one that said, "Mine is not to run this train, the whistle I can't blow. Mine is surely not to say how far this train will go. Mine is not to ring the bell or even hit the fuel, but let this damn thing run off the tracks and see who catches hell." That would be me. Let this train wreck.
Where did you get that?
Let this train wreck of a radio program go to hell and see who catches shit. That will be yours truly. Hey, I gotta admit, tonight has been a fantastic program. Brittany, thank you so much for coming back and joining us. You are just a ball of energy, girl. I definitely miss you being on with us. Well, being on.
I miss you too. Well,
whatever,
excuse me.
However the hell you want.
You need to take me out for a date first. That's it.
This is.
The way to win Brittany's heart is through chocolate.
Oh, you're so right. Oh, you're so right. And Twizzlers. Kevin knows all about the Twizzlers.
Yeah,
I would say I'll take you out for a drink or buy you a drink, but you know, one of the three of us isn't going to Parafast. So, whose fault is that?
I'm not Brittany worthy, but yeah, I'm definitely trying to gonna be there myself. So hopefully I actually get to meet y'all in person.
Oh, Sandy,
nice.
You gotta be there.
Oh,
you
yeah.
live in PA for crying
yeah,
out loud.
Yeah, Sandy, that's
I know, right?
backyard.
I know, right? Throw a fishing pole over. Whee! Throw a fishing line.
Yeah, I mean, you can probably stumble home drunk from the party.
No, get
so, yeah, you got to be there.
Don't get in trouble, no. No drinking and driving.
Yeah, no,
well,
she's smart.
I said
she's smart.
Wait,
see,
I got it.
Well,
Matt.
Jump to the pool. There we go.
Matt, I figured it out. I know exactly what our, you know, we were having questions about rooming and everything.
There
we're
you
gonna
go.
Have Sandy, we're going to have Sandy's fiancé, Mike, bring a tractor trailer, and we're going to outfit that son of a bitch like one of the rockin'est hotel
yeah.
rooms you've ever seen. And we're going to stumble out of the convention center, stumble out to our tractor trailer, you know,
you can either
presidential
go country,
suite.
Well, you can go country and put a bunch of tents on the flatbed, or we can get a couple of friends' refrigerators and, you know, tone it down to about 70 degrees, 60 degrees.
I'm thinking we need a reefer box out back.
Hey. And I'm not included in this. I know.
Yeah.
No, refrigerator box.
Oh,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I heard something else. I'm just saying that I definitely heard something else.
Yes, I said reefer box because that's what, you know, truck drivers refer to as the refrigerated container.
Well, that is not. I am not. Guess what? I'm not a truck driver. I am young woman. So.
Reefer does not mean pot. Reefer means refrigerated. There we go. How about that?
That is unfortunate.
Darn, sorry.
I am a child of the earth, and I respect the refrigerator. There you go.
There we go.
I think I just got myself out of trouble. I think.
Yeah, you did.
I
caught the
double engine right there.
Uh-huh. Thank God none of you are cops, because I would be in trouble a long time ago. Anyway,
ladies
yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are training professionals. Please do not attempt this stupid shit at home. Thank you. This
yes.
is in your PSA.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. You guys are making my head spin.
That's I'm not sure where the hell the training came from, but we are trained professionals. We are radio personalities.
I have lost. I'm lost for words.
Yeah. So, Matt, how about you? Have I left you at a loss for words? By the way, Brittany, you missed the two of us running like a 2-week challenge that we had to. Had to leave the other one speechless.
I have heard of that, but yeah, I've heard of that. It was you trying to leave Dennis speechless. Was that true, Matt?
Could you, like, shut up and give us the money?
Oh, shit. Have you found the soundboard?
Oh,
excuse
Kevin,
me?
Kevin, did you find the soundboard?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Matt. I'll tell you what, we'll all take up a donation and we'll poll for you if you do the stios with the crop circles. You know, you out there doing little angel signs.
Hey, if y'all fund my trip to actually go to go there, I'll post some pictures.
Oh, we won't video.
10-6-9, we got whores on the city. We need backup now.
Oh.
It's got to be video.
You know what? Hey, I know the one, but there's
who's
two numbers.
Who's got control of the board right now? Tell me.
That would be Kevin. So
Kevin, me and you need to have a little chat when we're done here.
Hold on 1 second. There's one number that I know what it is, and there's two that just popped up. I don't know who the hell it is. So the one number that popped up, which is... my dear friend, Mark Betts, a.k.a. CPR Mark. What's going on, man?
What's up, you stuttering... Hey, can we curse?
Yes.
Yes.
No, we're going to charge
you. What's up, you stuttering prick?
It's like the bad word jar. You got to put in money each time. That goes for Matt for when he does his speedo thing.
Well, how much does prick cost? Because I can say that about 4 or 5 more times, and then I'm tapped out.
Okay, that's a quarter for you.
Okay. Yeah, we're good. I got $1.25.
Because we want him free balling, so.
Free balling? Isn't that by Tom Petty?
That I'm
that
free.
Free
balling.
That was the song.
So, hey, Mark, welcome to the program. This debauchery with. Dennis and Sandy.
Hi,
and
Dennis.
Brittany and myself.
Hi, Sandy. Hi, Brittany.
Hello.
And
how are you
back.
This fine evening?
I'm doing good. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. I'm good.
Wait, come on. Who am I talking to?
It's a woman. Don't worry. It is
okay,
a female species.
Okay.
Yes. I'm not that good at
I want
like,
you to start
social.
Having a gay relationship. I want you to start living as a gay woman.
It's okay, Mark. Thanks for joining us.
Kevin?
Mark, it's great to have you in here. How are you doing?
Kevin?
What? That's Dr. Phil. That's not me.
You're going to smoke dope and have a good time.
Where are you going? He just come in. He ain't like he's going to leave.
This is good. This is exactly what needs to happen. Just saying.
I'm a drunk pimp.
Oh. You can't put out Matt and Dennis. Shit. Hey, you making money? You didn't tell us.
Sorry. What has happened? What has happened to this show? What?
Yeah, man,
that's
no way. I'm not getting paid.
Wait, okay. I want awkward silence.
Well, that's always good.
That's a load of crap.
Hey, I said I want awkward silence starting now.
Not now, but now.
Now?
Hey, you never have fun.
Now? For shit's sake. Oh, wait, we have to figure out. Brittany, what state are you in? What time zone? Because I want to make sure that I time mine now exactly to yours. So if you're an hour behind me, then an hour from now, I will give you awkward silence.
This isn't some kind of time-space continuum where you can make your own rules. Just saying. But I am in Florida, if you are interested, knowing that.
Oh, shit. Shit. And we're on the
same time zone.
Scale. But the question comes
in. I said, be quiet now. Now, damn it. Anyway, so enough with that silence crap. But how are you doing today, tonight, this fine evening that it is nighttime where the sun has gone down and there are stars in the sky? And I think the sun's in China right now, so I'm not really sure, geographically speaking.
Okay, there's no stars because it's cloudy as shit right here. But other than that, I think you're right on. That would be post-meridian, I believe you were trying to get to.
Uh-huh. That was totally it.
Mm-hmm. So where the hell did Matt go? Did he just completely lose control of the rain? He checked out? He's probably outside having a smoke, isn't he?
Oh, wait. Now, who in the hell said Matt ever had control of the reins?
Well, no, I, yeah, that's why I took that back.
Hey, who said any of you had control of the reins? This is my time. I'm just kidding. I'm going to sit down.
I am woman. Hear me roar.
The trouble is,
no one has control of the reins. This is a wild running horse. It must be free. It must be unleashed.
Exactly. They're hellhounds.
So I'm hung like
no
a horse, so
evolved.
I've got control, is what you're saying?
You sure?
Now, the minute somebody mentions a crop, I will be very, very excited. Let's leave that out.
Don't get excited over me, Dennis.
hey, Dennis, Mark, Brittany, everybody right now. Just real quick, Jordan wanted to pop in from On and Encounters because they just love the shit out of us. But yes, Jordan Murphy wanted to pop in and just say hi. So Jordan is with us now. How you doing, dear?
Hi, how's everybody?
Female!
Hey, Jordan.
Another female to conquer the men. Hello.
I'm a little drunk.
What? Who said I was drunk? I was waiting for someone to give me a drink, but that never happened.
Well,
Somebody give me a drink. Get that girl a drink.
Seriously.
Matt used
to
be a really good girlfriend, and he would come to my house and crash when I was out of town, and he would leave, like, copious amounts of beer, but he hasn't been doing that lately, so I had to buy my own. Thanks for that, Matt.
Oh,
damn. I'm sorry. When you're there one day a week, it's real hard to decide of, hey, do I bring a 24-pack, a 12-pack, and...
No, I told you, nothing less than 24. We've discussed this, because 12 just gets you drunk enough that you can't go out and buy more.
Yeah, you're selfish when you only buy 12. I mean, seriously.
Park outside and be done with it. Yeah, if he was a good friend, he'd just park the damn beer truck out front and be done with it.
Yeah,
well, I'll tell you
what. You know, what the hell?
When Mark makes a trip out with a load to see Matt over that way, or Dennis, I'll just have him to bring beer along. There we go. Okay, so.
See, women are smart, though. We bring, like, copious amounts of wine. Yeah, I'm using your word, copious amounts of wine.
Okay.
So.
There's nothing like a good Moscato, or a bad Moscato, for that matter.
There isn't, because either way,
right.
It does the job.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You just regret
it
in the morning.
I got drunk the other night, so what the hell? Who am I to pick and choose?
Well, Jordan, I want to tell you thank you so much for joining us, and welcome to the melee that is, you know, into the darkness.
Well, it's an anniversary show, though, so that's why I'm assuming it's so raucous, right?
Yes, pretty much, because we need to be drunk, but we're not, so we're trying to make up for it. I don't know how many of you are under the influence, but... You know, I'm the one who should be under the influence. It's my anniversary, so...
Hey, baby.
Whoever that was, electronic voice coming from the sky.
That was Butthead.
What?
That was Beaver?
He was some Butthead.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. I think we may have lost Jordan, actually.
So you got scared for me.
What the hell is this?
And hey, I'm talking to Scott right now. So hopefully he can actually get signal. That's been his problem with calling in.
No, he just doesn't want to talk to me. Scott, you don't miss me.
We want to meet
Scott.
Chicks. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'd like to meet you. Yeah.
Stick it in the hole, Stuart.
We've officially lost control of the show, so I don't know what else to do. Let's talk more about Brittany over here. So I'm doing quite well. I'm being awesome. Got my hair cut, unfortunately. It's very sad. No, because I cut off like 10 inches of my hair. It's devastating. I am so devastated. But I think it's okay. You know, hair grows back. But it is, you know, history that I'm cutting off, you know.
It's amazing. You use less shampoo. It's nice.
I know. Now I use hardly any, and my showers are like down to like 5 minutes. I can't even believe it. So I'm also conserving water. So I feel that's very, you know, Mother Nature-y. And, you know, I'm also using less products, so that's also very good for the, you know, sky.
How environmentally conscious of you.
Yes, yes. I know. Thank you. It was unintentional, completely. That bitch cut 10 inches off my hair before I could say no, so I was like, fine, just go with it.
I went in and got a haircut.
A bottle of wine.
And Brittany, you were talking about truck drivers. I used to drive trucks. And, you know, you think, okay, I travel all over the U.S., but I'm able to go to some of the good hair salons. I go in, I see these people, and I'm looking at their certificates and stuff. I'm like, oh, okay, she knows what she's doing. So, yeah, my hair is long, down to my butt. You know, I go in there, and I'm like telling them kind of this feathery look in the front, you know, the style at the time. Yeah, I come out, and I've got, like, 2-inch hair and then, like, this mullet long hair in the back. I'm like, what the hell?
It's a she mullet.
But I paid her. Oh, my God, it was all, I cried. I wore a hat for, like, I don't know how long.
It's so devastating. It's like I wanted a reverse mohawk, okay? This is what I wanted. I wanted a reverse mohawk. You know, business in the back, party in the front, right? And she kind of got the point, but not really. I mean, I showed this girl pictures, and there's a reason why I have not got my hair cut professionally for 13 years. I did it myself. I know. And now I was like, no, I'm going to go and just get it done because I should, because it's been 13 years. Now I'll never do it again. So I guess I learned my lesson twice.
Listen to yourself. The ultimate thing, as Dennis tells me, listen to yourself. Don't
yeah,
tell
and I told
you.
Cut
your hair.
No, you don't. And hair is everything for women. We got to be all like girly and stuff. And like if we're not like girly and stuff, then we've lost our femininity. And how
can
we not?
Wait,
look,
Silence. Much
awkward.
Okay.
Oh, you bitch. Is that a can of beer? Is that a beer?
Hey, I have a request.
All right.
Brittany, may I ask, or Kevin, I'm not sure who owns this one, but may I ask if I can promote some friends of mine?
Yes.
And they didn't ask this. Now, I consider y'all friends, and I've just gotten to know y'all. Dennis seems like a big brother that I have never had. He's awesome. And then Matt, he's like a cousin, because I don't really get to talk to him. But anyway, Brian.
Can I be the black sheep of the family that you never talk to anymore because he's just a little weird?
No, I'm the weird one. What are you talking about? But anyway.
Okay.
I thought that was Matt's job.
Oh, okay.
Well, I can pass it along, you know. But friends of mine, I've actually done our 15th president, Buchanan. We done his summer home and an investigation. which me and Sandra D. Williams, we, you know, we're alike. We could hear him. He's pissed off. We could hear his voice, you know, and all this. And we're doing our little thing, and we give our information to Brian Thomas Lode, which is, they have a Facebook site. It's called EPI, Extreme Paranormal Investigations. Oh, my God. We actually have some video and stuff, and you actually get to hear the president on EVP saying no. I mean, he's, like, pissed. Which we already got this, like, you know, he's pissed. But I had to throw that in there. And they didn't ask me to say anything about it. I asked them about me saying that because I think it's kind of cool that we have one of our presidents, you know, on EVP. That is amazing.
That
yeah.
is.
He's pissed. He's pissed, but, you know, still, it's kind of neat that, you know, we get to see him and hear him and then getting the EVP that, you know, regular folks can hear. You know, that's pretty amazing. I had to put a shout-out for them.
You really should ask him about Area 51. He could probably go sneak into the White House pretty easily and go find that little black book that they have and, like, tell us the secrets of the world. I just want to know everything. You know, the government hides a lot, and that's what I would be pretty interested in talking to a president. They might not say anything, but I would get it out of them.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how you threaten a president, but, you know, if it's, like, an energy force kind of president, then it should be okay. You won't get in that much trouble. So,
we're not giving any information on before we go to investigate. You know, so I'm sitting here and we're going to this place and I'm like, this dude's pissed. And I'm putting in all the information and next thing you know, I'm like, you know, getting president. And I'm like, okay, this guy's stuck on himself. You know, he thinks he's president and all. Yeah, he actually was. I'm like, this is freaking crazy. You know, like, wow. It was his summer home where he would change it here in PA. And I was just like, this is amazing. I want to go back to that place. I really do. Okay,
but sorry. You live in like a historical area too. I mean, Florida is historical, but not as much as like New England. And I really, really want to go up somewhere in New England to investigate. And when I'm on tour, we'll be going to a lot of like cool places, but we'll be preoccupied with like other stuff. So, unfortunately.
That reminds me, Brittany, with all the travel that you do and all the different places that you got lucky enough to investigate, what the hell would you say was the coolest place, not just like evidence-wise, but like just energy-wise? And I mean, what was just the coolest place that you would go back to in a heartbeat, even if you had to pimp your mom out to pay the way?
I don't think she'd be paying anything, but I would say Norway. Like, I love Norway. Norway has, like, a special piece in my heart, and Europe in general, because there's so much more history there. And Bergen was such a beautiful city, and everything was medieval and Vikings, and get to go up into the fjords, and just, I like that vibe that it had, but it wasn't like a intense energy. It was like a happy energy. Also, Hawaii was more like, you know, that you're on a rock and that there's a whole bunch of energy that is just stuck on that little rock, which is the island. But I mean, I got to grow up with that, so I feel more connected with smaller places because all that energy is condensed. It's the most isolated spot on the planet. So for me, I would say Hawaii and Norway. But Hawaii is different than anywhere else in the world, but you can imagine. But I have seen some pretty crazy stuff since I have to pay for swearing. I'm going to say stuff. And that was in Ocala National Forest, because that's closer to home. And for something closer to home to happen, well, I got kicked. I mean, that was weird, but yeah, not as far as, like, evidence goes, just as far as, like, the feel that I get. It's definitely Hawaii's vibe. And I just feel so much more connected with that. I grew up with it, and it's embedded in my body, I guess. So I feel like no place on Earth is home except for there. And I think they're totally aware. Like, the energy is totally aware of every living being. Any kind of life force is just trees and mountains and rocks and crystals and fire, and it's so connected with the elements, and I just love it so much. It's making me homesick. This sucks.
Aww.
See,
I'm sorry, darling. I didn't mean to do that.
No, but I just miss it. You know, it's not every day that you get to, like, go there. It's pretty far, so.
Okay, I'm going in the trunk. Throw me in the trunk. I'll go with you.
Yeah, we can all, I want to move there. I'm if I ever go there, I'm staying. Like, I grew up there for, like, 13 years. That was my childhood. And I used to go off in the forest and look for menehune, which I don't think they exist because I've never really seen one or heard them, but that could be, like, mongooses
we have
or something.
We have our own little Red Riding Hood running through the forest.
Yeah, yeah, and getting bit by 1,000 mosquitoes. It's great.
They don't like me. I guess I taste bad.
Well, you're lucky. I'm sitting outside right now, and it's Florida, and I'm getting bit. I'm like, oh, I'm okay with this. I'm just letting it happen. I don't really know what else to do. I'm just like, yeah, they're going to feed off me anyway.
Mosquitoes are the size of birds down there.
I know.
The chain of life, ain't it great?
I know. I need a pet lizard that is on me at all times, and it will eat any bug that comes near me. Of course, then I have to deal with a lizard on me, which is even weirder, but... Or a snake, but then they might try to kill me in my sleep. So,
I don't mean to say such.
No.
Y'all were talking about Iowa, right? Iowa and Matt,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, I was looking up something, and I don't normally do that. I usually just try to, like, get stuff and then validate it later. But the Viscala Ax Murderer House over... In Viscala, Iowa. Where's that at?
The Valeska Murder House? Valeska is pretty much on the west side of... It's more on the western side of Iowa.
Okay. So, like, where are you going to be at? Are you going to be in that neighborhood? I don't know why that came to me. Whatever, because like I said, I don't look up stuff. I don't watch the news. I do all happy stuff. I don't hear all the bad shit. I already see it. But for some reason, that came to me in association with you. So I don't know if maybe you need to make a little visit over there or what. But yeah, maybe do a little investigation over there.
Yeah,
if,
need to go to Max Murderer's house.
Yeah, you know what, if you're getting that
open
shit,
up.
I don't know if I want to go there.
Thanks,
hey,
Matt.
Mark, now that you know that, or now that you're back with us, I'm sorry I'm getting ahead of myself. So what do you think, you got plans this weekend or no?
Apparently my life just opened way up, so what you got, brother?
You want to go? You want to go to the haunting at Farrar? Farrar?
Sheep running away, didn't it?
Farrar Pen?
What?
Where? What the hell are you talking about?
The school in Iowa that we decided that was going to definitely be on the bucket list. Des Moines.
I don't know, man. You know, I don't know. We'll have to discuss that further.
I say we
do a road trip. Here's what we're gonna do. All right. So we're gonna go down. We're gonna go down to. What the hell? It's right across the river from St. Louis, and it's got.
Missouri. I'm kidding.
Right across the
river. Louisiana.
McPike Mansion. And we do that school that's down there also, that's like crazy insane. And then we go down to Guadalatucky and do the death tunnels. And then we go up to Pennsylvania and we visit Faruka at Longfellow's Inn. And then we go to... No, that's a really long trip, isn't it?
It sounds like you need a month off of work, and that's a lot of time off of work.
Yeah, that's a lot of time off. And then I was thinking go to, not San Francisco, but it's right by San Francisco, and do the Queen Mary. Just hit all the bucket lists.
I want to do that so badly.
That's in LA.
I would go.
Definitely on my bucket list. I mean, I just want to be in the death tunnels for 10 minutes alone with me and a recorder, and I don't know. I need to be scared again. You know, just nothing scares me anymore. I need some fear
exactly.
in my life. And
honestly, you should go to Hawaii. Like, that didn't scare anybody. That boo was
if
like
if I went to Hawaii, I would just spend all my time on the beach. My ex-girlfriend and I, we at some point mid-summer became an interracial couple. I just love the beach. So if I went to Hawaii, I would just be passed out on the beach all day. So that wouldn't really work.
I don't know. See, I'm a vampire. I like to be very pale and maintain my pasty, invisible complexion.
Your race would be translucent is what you're saying.
Yes.
You're not white.
I would be like very invisible almost. And that's awesome. Because nobody can see me, I'm blindingly, like, opaque, basically. Yeah, I'm like a neon light in the sun. See me coming, and you're just like, oh, I got to put my sunglasses on. Like, what? I live in Florida, too. There's no such thing as tan, but, well, not for me. I stay away.
How do you maintain a translucent glow, a phosphorescence, if you will, in Florida?
I wear a lot of black.
I do too, but there's sand in Florida, and that feels good on your feet. So how do you not go to the beach and get just no?
No, because I'm from Hawaii, and I got a lot of sand in places that shouldn't be there, and I discovered that I don't really like sand.
To get naked and grind the floor.
You're
skirting
really
across the beach like a dog wiping his ass on the carpet? What are you doing?
That really explains Brittany's attitude.
I'm a night person, so I appreciate the darkness, which is why this show is called Into the Darkness. Don't know if you recognize that or not.
It's a double entendre of sorts.
Avoid the sunlight. You know, have you never heard of, like, the sun's really bad for you?
Plenty of vitamin D and vitamin K
I can eat vitamins for that kind of stuff. I don't need to go outside and get lobsterish. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm Polish, so we burn.
Not me.
You're very white-ish?
Speak for yourself.
I'm very Polish.
Polish. Oh,
I thought you
okay.
said Polish. I'm like, okay, she likes the Polish. Oh, okay.
I thought you said pimple-ish. I'm like, what the hell does pimple-ish have to do with?
Sure. Whatever floats your boat. We were called that, too. Apparently. Usually when I say I'm Polish, people are like, oh, you like to go on the poles, right? You're a stripper, right? Ha, you're so funny. No.
I've never heard that before,
stripper?
And I'm Polish.
Really? Wait, who said that?
Matt, you're Polish?
Matt, because you're Polish.
Greek.
I know. What the fuck?
I've never seen such a hairy pole in my life. And that's a triple entendre if you're playing at home.
You're funny.
All right. Well, I have to be rude. We have 2 minutes of live broadcast left. Brittany, if you've got a plug for your tour and everything, throw it out there, sweetheart.
All right. Hey, bitches, come see me on the tour with Camelot and Delane and Eclipse September 2nd through September 29th. Check out the tour dates. We start off in Columbus, Ohio, and then we end in Orlando, Florida. So you'll come see me. I'm doing merchandise, and you can come say hi to me. And I will not get you free tickets because I think you should pay for the show. Because, ergo, they're musicians, and everybody needs money. So, and they're cheap tickets anyway, so they're like $20, $25. So come check it out. Check online. come see me. Come see the band. Rock out. Be metal, because that's what it's all about. All right. Plug.
Brittany's a seasoned fucking veteran when it comes down to a short time and getting the plugs out.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I can beat it. I can beat it. Give my band, the Davenport Project, a like on Facebook. And while you're at it this weekend, come out and see Recycle the Day at Durbin's. We're having a slumber party. There, see, that was even quicker.
Oh, which means
awesome.
Get drunk and pass out. That's what it means.
And wear a onesie, because I do have footy pajamas, and I will be rocking them.
Awesome.
Wednesday, Full Spectrum Radio. We will be live. So check it out. That's all I got.
Good night, everybody.
I couldn't because we're in record now. But Scott has been messaging me. He can't get cell phone signal for shit, which is why he wasn't able to call in. Jordan was on very, very limited time, and that's why she had to skate out. So, Jordan, love you. I definitely appreciate you calling in. Daniel, Helmy, you know, pretty much everybody. It was awesome to talk to you guys. Kevin, I thank you for taking time out of your schedule to call in.
Yeah, no problem.
But yeah, it's I definitely love the family and love the shit that we've been in. It gets crazier and crazier and more listens every time. So I definitely appreciate the hospitality. It means more to me than you would ever imagine.
Thank you.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. And I appreciate you guys keeping the show up and rocking it. So,
right.
And I'll be back. I'll be back next week. If I'm off work, I'll be back. I'll be back every week until September 1st. And then you guys are on your own for a month. So,
yeah.
Which is totally possible.
If
but maybe I'll call in during a rock concert. I mean, I don't know if you'll be able to hear me, but why not?
Well, you're always welcome to make an appearance.
This is my show. You forget this, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I love you, Matt, but seriously, I'm gonna whip the chain around the whipper and the chain with the horses. What he said.
Be careful, he might be liking that chain whip.
something
I was
like that.
Say, you're starting to talk chains and whips. Matt's gonna go on mute for a few minutes.
Yeah, I'm
only drooling
over
there. I'm thinking of going back there. It's peaceful.
All right, I gotta go because my phone is saying bye bye to me right now. So I will be back next week, and I don't know if you guys are gonna continue this chaotic event that's happening right now. But happy anniversary to me.
Happy anniversary.
Yes, and
I don't mean to toot my own horn or anything like that, but we're gonna rock it.
And Brittany, I have to say thank you for involving me in this and, you know, us doing this together. It means a lot to me that you would not only involve me in the shows that we've done together, but also trust me in the fact that, hey, I'm on hiatus. I can't do it because of school or whatever, that you would seriously trust me to say, hey, you know what, do whatever you got to do. And it just, I mean, it means a ton to me.
Well, you've got accustomed to my craziness where I think we're on the same level of a page of a storybook here. So I love you, and I appreciate you being awesome and sticking to it and doing stuff that is awesome. And that's awesome. Little shout out to Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah. wait. That's awesome. That's
yeah,
so cool.
Awesome. Everything is just awesome.
Awesome. It's awesome. So, yeah. So, hopefully next week I can join you guys. Otherwise, I'll be back any Monday that I can be. But, and I'll be bringing some guests along, too, which may not be paranormal, but they're paranormal enough where they're just out there.
Just
not too normal. Yes. They're not normal, yeah. But they're not normal. They're like me.
Oh.
There you go. They're like me. It's okay. They're somewhat on the same realm of insanity and not crazy enough to be in an asylum, but somewhat crazy where...
Normal is boring, baby.
I know. Let's just say that they're different and, yeah. So... Okay, so I got to go before my phone kaputs on me, and I'm going to say, add me on Facebook. I know you should, too. Everybody should. That aren't going to stalk me because I don't like stalkers as much as I like to stalk. So what was that?
Before you go, make sure you hit up Dakota. Like I said, he's a really good
guy.
And I think he'd make a good connection with you on what you're wanting to know.
I'm really intrigued by that. So I got to give him. I think I've added him on Facebook, or maybe not. I'm pretty sure I have him on Facebook. So I'm gonna shoot him a message. And
okay.
I presume that you've added me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for calling me, ma'am. That was very, very nice. Thank you. Thank you. I love that you joined us, and I think Kevin's still on.
No,
that would be Mark.
Oh,
Mark's still on, though.
Hi. Okay, well, bye, Dennis, Matt. Who else is on?
Well, let me take, 5 seconds. Brittany, Matt gave his little mushy bullshit thing.
Okay.
He trusted me enough to sit in the co-seat.
I love the fact that you're awesome enough to, come on and, you give up your Mondays, because Mondays are hard to come by. Let me tell you, I hate Mondays. And you guys got this stuff. Once again, avoided the swear word, but you guys got this stuff. So, you're my homeboys. Don't make me get sentimental, because that's just going to make me seem like a pussy, and I'm, not a pussy at all. So,
come on. Suck it up. Throw out the mushy shit. Come on.
Everybody
that's listening, let's do a quick and get Brittany and they'll throw out the mushy shit. Wait. I got it. Brittany, I am so happy that you let me do this. It means
so much
to me.
I'm so happy that you just absorbed me. I'm so happy.
You know what? Fuck both of you.
All right, before I go, I really do appreciate you guys joining me every Monday and putting up with me, and I know I'm a lot to take, but so far you've been pretty good at accepting me, being totally not on the one page but the thousand pages that I just flip at you, and dealing with my hormones because I'm a woman and you guys are guys and you deal with that. Not that women have problems with hormones or anything like that, but, we have our moments where I'm not too proud of, but I am because, I'm like a cat, like you said. I'm all over the place. I could be nice one minute, then I could be crazy the next minute. So you guys put up with that.
The fuck over here. Sorry.
So thank you.
So
no more mushy. No more mushy. I'm just going to be a bitch from now on, okay?
Hey,
love you guys.
I'm not a bitch. You're not.
No.
Yeah.
But I could be.
But you can lay the law down. I mean this shit. I ain't playing.
yeah, totally. So I appreciate you guys. And I appreciate you coming on, too, and joining us. And I want to do a personal reading whenever you get the chance. So I'll message you, and we'll figure that out.
Sounds good.
Cool. So I'm going to go now before my phone like, hangs up abruptly on me during mid-sentence, which is always what happens because I talk too much, and I continue talking too much right now. So thank you, everybody, for listening to Into the Darkness, our year anniversary. Woo! Check out Dennis and Matt's show, Full Spectrum, on Wednesdays starting 8 to 10 Central Standard Time, I think. It's 9 to 11 Eastern Standard. I don't know what time they're in, but whatever. Doesn't matter. It's on the same time this damn show is, so listen to it on Wednesdays. All right. I got to go. Have a good night, fellas.
And we kick ass, too, by the way, just so you all know. By the way, on Full Spectrum this week, we have Nick Carlson. Now, for those that don't know, he is manager, runs, I'm not real sure what the hell his actual title is, but he is with or at Pennhurst State School / Pennhurst Asylum. One of the freakiest fucking places in this country. If you want to check out an awesome show, you definitely have to check out Wednesday night's Full Spectrum. So, there we go. There's my shameless plug for the night. I got my plug in. Yay, I'm only, 12 minutes after or in the archive?
Only?
Yeah.
It's 2:30 a.m.
All right, so Brittany has dropped... Mark, if you want to run out to Iowa this weekend, I am off work. Helmy Kramer, Daniel Hoven. I've never heard him actually say his last name, so I don't know for sure how you say it. And Jordan from Hot on Encounter is going to be running the Paracon there. So...
Cool.
I'm down to fucking go. I'm off Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Cool.
So does that mean cool as you're acknowledging it, or cool as it's a possibility of actually going?
I think I really just need to get really drunk this weekend.
I was going to say, if y'all are going to make a trip and stuff, and you're going to come to PA, you better stop by and say hi.
Well, no, that's September.
I got a spare room. Y'all can share the spare room or the couch.
Did you say Pennsylvania? Where are you at?
Lancaster. Or they call it, they say Lancaster? Yeah.
Lancaster.
Southeast there.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Lancaster.
Why do you sound like you're from Georgia?
Because I am from the South. I'm transplanted,
Georgia.
Baby.
I'm did I just nail that?
Yes, you did.
I pulled that straight out of my ass.
I was born in Alabama. I was raised in Texas, but I lived about 5 years, which were pretty heightened 5 years of my life, in Georgia. So, yeah.
Well, I'm a linguistics expert apparently now.
Sandy's a dear friend and freaks the shit out of you, psychic.
Now, I'll tell you what. Sandy blew my mind this weekend. I had a friend that is extremely distraught over the passing of a loved one. The one thing that blew me away.
Thank you for adding away.
I know I had to do that. But the one thing that blew me away, I put her on speakerphone while I was talking to my friend, trying to calm her down and reassure her that everything will be okay. The name Pop-Pop for a parent/grandparent is not common. Sandy pulled that one out and just kind of floored my friend.
Hmm. And the pony's pulling her hair, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she's definitely got her shit together.
Thanks to Dennis.
And
yeah,
Sandy, I am saying this in front of everybody that's listening. I don't know if we've got two listeners or, you know, 200,000 listeners.
Yeah.
Sweetheart, I want you to know one thing. Trust yourself because you are right. You are good. You are strong. Just stay with it and don't doubt yourself again.
That's like funny a while ago. Dennis ain't telling you, but a while ago I kind of scrolled over there with myself and seeing he's sitting there in his blue shorts. He's like, stop it. He's like, I never wear shorts, maybe once a month. I was like, really?
Yeah. I mean, for me to be in shorts, actually, I mean, come on, Matt, I think you might have seen my legs. Come on, dude, who in the fuck wants to be seen on these chicken stalks?
No, little chicken legs, little bird legs.
Hey, I was just voted best legs in Moments, Illinois.
Pictures.
Not really, because there's only like 2,000 people that entire town, and most of them are just disgusting human beings, but whatever.
Mark, honestly, Sandy is a extremely, extremely petite, just little southern thing, and she drives a semi.
Nice.
I done 18 wheeler for many years. Too long to know any better, but yeah, I used to do that. I used to turn trees. I don't want to cut stuff.
Sandy, I have to ask. One of the things, I mean, we've never discussed your actual height. I keep getting.
You already know. You know, say it.
Well, I keep getting 5 foot, 5 foot one.
5'2.5"
Nope. Y'all are all getting it. You're just not saying it. You're
5'3.25"
No. It's easy. It's the speed limit.
So you were 5'5"?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I kept getting 5'5"1" somewhere around there. So
maybe I
seem
selfish.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have to say something. I have to say, she has amazed me. Just anybody, listen, Sandy, what is the link that they can reach you to get a reading, talk to you, you know, find out what?
Okay, the easiest way to get my cell number, I'll make it easy, I'll put it out there, and if you become creepy and all that, then I'll block you. My cell number is 717-725-0903. And that's for you guys, too. Oh, look, I'm sounding northern. That's for y'all, too.
And I will verify that on the board. Yes, that is the actual number she just said.
Yes, you can reach me. You text me. I do better to start with, like, through Facebook. You can get me. If you Google me, it's Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, at Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, L, White, as in the color, WHIDE.com. I'm the first several ones on there. I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook, all that stuff. Got my own thoughts. You can see where it's about me, you know, like I tell you about myself, yay. And, you know, and certain things of... Yes, I do the processing because I have to buy medication because I get headaches from doing readings or just exhaustion. But, yeah, pretty much you can text me, call me, or if you want to see if I'm real, you can Google me, or you can ask Dennis or Matt or whoever.
Hey, Sandy, just in general, and I've never asked you this, Mark and Dennis will... back me up on this, but I've never asked you about this at all.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell do I know? Maybe you've called her at 2 a.m. one night. I knew what kind of pervert you were.
I fucking didn't.
All I heard was pervert. What? What? Who be spying? I spy.
Dude,
I'm kidding. No, what?
Dude, you all are stupid. Uh-oh. I love
I am not. I will have you know I have a very high IQ. It don't mean I'm real fucking bright, but I have a high IQ.
So, and Dennis, I don't know if you'll like this or not, and Sandy, completely, completely up to you if you want to dive into this or not. And Mark, this will be epic if, in fact, she chooses to actually do it. If I give you a name.
The Alter Girl? Sorry. I just got that. Like, you know, I'm seeing the Alter Girl. Sorry. Go ahead.
Dude.
The redheaded girl, the well. I'm getting you being near the cemetery. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Dennis, did you talk to her about this?
No, sir. No, sir.
What are you laughing? Am I wrong? What's the deal?
That's
so.
Audrey says, "Damn it, Audrey! You know what's talking about me."
Mark, was that not fucked up?
That's a little fucked up, brother.
Why are we gotta be fucked up?
No, no, I'm just saying that exact situation, as nonchalant as you said it, was that not fucked up?
Yeah.
I was going to say it before you actually, it was about 3 seconds before you started that question, I was going to say Audrey. So, yeah, she knows you're thinking about her. And, yeah.
Matt, I swear,
yeah.
God is my witness, brother. As much as I read into everything that went on and the whole nine yards, I did not ever tell her that name.
Audrey Moore, right?
Whoa! Okay. Where the fuck do you get that from?
You
just
got
her last name.
I've never talked, and Sandy, you can verify this, I have never talked to you about Audrey Moore.
Nope.
Unbelievable.
Now, is this the same one that with the pond and the barbed wire and the farmhouse? I'm not sure. But I'm also getting the one that was dropped down a well. I'm getting two of them. So there's two women there that you're focusing on. Well, you kind of flip-flop between both of them.
Mark, do you wanna take the reins on this one?
Who?
Me? Hell no.
Audrey Moore was found in a well. Yes, she was.
Okay. The redhead
yes.
one up here curled up. Like
did you
say
barbed wire?
Yeah.
She was actually bound with wire. It wasn't barbed wire, but she was, I don't know if it's the same person or not, but she was tied up with a wire.
Also tape and stuff, yeah. But now, me and Dennis, now, the other night we had spoken, I did get her to come to me. One of them, I don't know. You've got two of them, very distinct. One's dark-headed, one's red-headed. That's what I'm getting right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, she had auburn hair. It was like a blonde
red.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm getting the dark hair girl, and it's at night. I mean, sorry, the dark red hair at night time is what I'm getting with her. It's dark around her, but there's light shining on her, so apparently that's the well girl that I'm getting.
Huh.
So I don't
very
know if
cool.
that's the most that you've looked at, but, yeah. Also, I see you scrolling down on a lot of other missing persons, children, wishing you to help, but there's no connection there.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, Sandy, Mark actually has in his possession a 167-page police report, right?
168, close enough.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of that
autopsy reports, everything.
You're wanting names of the guys, and there's four people in the car and two guys up front and a truck, a white truck, like an old Ford white pickup truck. Older men having these younger boys do this. It's all about drugs. She was actually a good girl. She knew about the stuff. She wasn't gonna say anything, but she got raped. They knew about this, the one girl, I mean, the one guy the passenger seat, he was actually kind of seeing her and actually was, you know, in love with her, and they had a thing going, but he was too scared to do anything, and the guy had a gun at him, so he wasn't going to do anything anyway because he didn't want to lose his life. He was being kind of smart but a coward because he knew she was going to die anyway. They were going to kill her. That was to make a point. Sorry. That just kind of blurted out of there.
Yeah.
I got the Jeremy.
Oh, she nails the same name as I did, Matt. I'm going to be floored.
Yeah, well, Dennis, what happened to you last time when you read the place remotely? I know Mark hasn't heard this, of the actual physical location.
That reminds me. I have 2 points. Mark, I need you to look through the reports. One of the things I need you to look at is her autopsy.
Mm-hmm.
Did she have a broken nose?
It didn't say anything about a broken nose.
No, she just got hit in the nose. Busted the lip.
I don't know if it didn't say anything about it. It could have been a previous injury that, you know.
He choked her. I'm getting choking, yeah.
Well, the reason I ask, when I viewed the location and I viewed everything, I got punched in the nose, and that, she was fighting to come out, and what I got, Sandy, was the backseat of a car. I got four-door, and I got go into detail.
He was pulling back.
No, don't go into detail.
Well, no, because mine conflicts with hers, and I want to see if the two of us can go together. Because, Matt,
the only
one that's ever heard the description on the vehicle that I had.
Sorry,
so
I know a description of a vehicle.
I thought you were talking about the...
like a Ford Taurus Tempo.
All right, well...
I thought you were talking about the vehicle that you nailed that Mark and I were in.
Oh, no, I nailed that one to a T.
That
was
a dark
kind of problem. Wait.
Yeah, dude.
It was what,
Mark hasn't it? Heard that one yet.
Wait, no, I heard that. I was on the phone.
In?
No,
I
was
a dark
there.
Car. Yeah.
Well, I still want to know who nailed Matt in the back with a rock.
Huh?
Matt got hit in the back with a rock at the location.
Really?
And it wasn't me, and I was the only other living person out there.
I'm getting this bigger, heavier set, older guy, 40-ish, 50, reddish hair, mean-ass, Ron guy. Kind of had reddish, blondish hair. Kind of older, 50-ish maybe.
Okay, that goes with one of the theories that we had, that it could be...
He punched you. It wasn't a rock. He punched you.
Well, we thought that there was a correlation possibly between Audrey and this person that was being aggressive towards Matt, and then we keep getting these mean EVPs from a man, and we thought, well, you know, this could have been a farmer that owned this land for, you know, could have been in his family for generations. It could be completely unrelated. It just could be another spirit out there, because we get her coming through on EVPs, and then we occassionally get this pissed off guy. What did he call you, Matt? I think he called Matt an asshole on an EVP.
I was going to say, like, Master, like, he's pissed with him. He don't like him because Matt's right on with him, but Matt's not opened up. Sorry. He's got wavy hair. Matt sees him. If Matt opened his eyes, I mean, Matt sees him. He don't want to see him. He don't want to deal with him. And this guy intimidates Matt. I mean, not intimidating like, oh, Matt's scared of him, but he's trying to intimidate Matt. And Matt's like, I don't want shit to do with you.
Yeah, because adorably, we're out there to talk to her.
I'm getting this Ronald guy, yeah. He's the one, and he knows you're strong at what you do, even though you don't do it. But, yeah, he's picking on you. Like, he picked, he's a bully. He picks on a lot of people. He kind of bounces around. He got off on hurting her. He's more or less the one that kind of construed the whole thing. You know, he used people, he used women.
Sandy, which one do you see yanked her out of the back of the car?
The tall, he's not really tall, but he's skinny, 160-ish, dark hair, Jeremy. I get a J, Jeremy, I'm going to say. Like, greasy-headed, he's just nappy, he's like on drugs. And he's just trying to show he's all bad and shit, and he really has an aggression. I'm reading this guy, okay? He has an aggression with women because his mom molested him. So, there you go. Yeah, he pulls her out, and he's pulling her out by her feet, and she's trying to, like, fight and stuff. But he's kind of, like, dark, it's kind of wavy short hair. He's kind of skinnish, maybe 5'6", 5'8". I can't really see because he's bent over in the car. His brown eyes. I want to say he's got a scar. Like maybe it's on his left shoulder. Well, I don't know why I said left shoulder, but I'm seeing left cheek, but maybe it is on the shoulder.
Nope, that was Audrey.
What?
Audrey had a scar on her cheek.
Okay, I got just seeing the scar for a moment. I couldn't tell. I'm seeing them rustle around, and all I seen was a scar on the cheek.
Now, for those who are still listening, pardon me, Matt, or Mark, but for those that are still listening, even though we're in archive, this is a case that Matt and Mark, CPR Matt and CPR Mark, went into how long ago? When?
Years ago.
Yeah, years.
I didn't even know we were still on air, sorry.
Well, we're actually not on air. We're in archive, so they can still listen to what's going on.
Oh, okay, we'll still. Wow.
But this is the same exact thing that I did to Matt one night. We were just sitting there shooting shit, drinking beers, on the phone, talking, and I just started throwing all the shit at him that I was getting. And so far, you are pretty much dead on. With the only difference is I had some questions in the vehicle that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
You threw out a different type vehicle, so.
Well, it may look different to me because of me and my perception. I may be seeing it through someone else, whereas you're seeing it through a different individual. You know what I mean? If you're seeing it through her and she's got her eyes closed off and on, it's going to look darker. Whereas, and how do I know this? I don't know, but it just makes sense. You know, it's kind of like if I'm seeing it from this guy's point, it's lighter to me, even though it's dark. It's nighttime. But I'm still seeing the beige interior, and what are you seeing?
Well, what I saw was, now, the other thing that we could be, well, I guess it's possible. I saw a Chevy Impala, like an older, dark blue, four-door.
Like a hot rod.
Muscle
kind of car or something? Grandpa car?
I'm thinking more like grandpa car.
Okay.
All right, well, let's ask this. What side of the vehicle do you see her yanked out of?
Left side, driver's side, back door.
No,
that fits right in.
That's what she's saying. She's seeing the actual act, like the actual car.
Like what's in the movie, yeah.
Not what Dennis, what you and I were initially talking about of
she's seeing the moments where I was punched in the nose.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, and Dennis, let's backtrack to Mark and I. What did you see when we that actually were there, like Mark and I.
I see y'all hearing a bunch of stuff, things running through the grass in the woods. Y'all were looking around like, what was that? Who's that? I'm kind of like at that moment where y'all were there. I don't know about.
But, Dennis, what did you actually pinpoint of headlights and all that bullshit when we were talking about that?
Oh, when you and I, or when you and Mark showed up?
Yeah.
Right. Well, hell, I'll throw it at Sandy. Can you see Mark and Matt showing up?
I'm seeing like an old Chevrolet truck pulling up. Headlights coming down the highway. I guess it's Chevrolet. I don't know my makes very well. And I also see the dark blue car, the four-door car, the dark blue car.
Okay. Well, what I saw was the minute, pardon me, I got a cough. I'm going to hit mute. What I saw was where Mark and Matt parked. Now, Matt, are you, well, the reason I'm asking Matt, Mark, you've never heard me tell what I saw that night when you two went out there?
No, Matt was here. He had you on speaker. I heard it.
Oh, okay. Well, what I saw was a very dark car. Matt said, "Well, can you tell me what manufacturer it was?" And I said, "Well, I'm getting Chrysler." And then I went, "Oh, for God's sake, please tell me you didn't show up to a fucking investigation in it."
With a neon.
And then neon, yeah. And she starts laughing, and I went, "Well, what the hell is so funny?" I'm like, "I'm getting like a purple, like the whatever the hell the, you know, Dodge thing, the plum crazy purple or whatever, the neon." You did
it's
not.
It's deep cranberry pearl.
It's Barney Mobile.
Which anyone else would look at it and say it's purple.
Rat's ass. It's a neon. It's purple. Who gives a rat's ass what you call? You can call it badass motherfucker purple. It's a neon. It's purple.
It's not a neon, but it's based on the neon.
Well,
and
it's
got many of the same parts.
It's the same exact frame, the same exact drivetrain, the same exact chassis.
Yeah.
The only thing they did was change the body. It's the same grill, the same headlights, everything. It was a PT Cruiser. And it was the I'm a pansy purple.
Yep.
But that was what I saw show up. And I actually told him that they had stopped and parked like, I don't know, 25 feet from a sign or something. There was a sign there. They had come around the curve, and Matt was getting out on the, you know, bitch side or ditch side.
Yes, balls.
Yeah. So, I mean, I actually nailed it. And the
so you're looking at it
thing,
from a different point than I am then. I'm seeing it from where the car was and the girl. I'm seeing the guys pull up High Noon off to the left side then. So you're seeing it from one side, and I'm seeing it from another.
Yeah,
well, I'm seeing it from the car, you know, on the right side.
Yeah, I was actually reading Matt. I wasn't reading the situation. I was reading Matt and getting what he saw.
Okay.
And then it switched. Like, I really didn't understand what the hell happened. Then it switched, and I saw what they were doing.
You would think.
So I saw, I guess, and I mean, as weird as this sounds, I saw it from her
perspective,
view,
yeah.
Like, she was seeing them pull up, and she wanted to make herself known, and she wanted her story out. So yeah. I saw them pull up, and I saw Matt's perspective. And then all of a sudden, everything changed in, like, this instant. And I was looking from somebody else's, like, if you picture looking at video camera, what I saw was, like, Matt's video camera. And then all of a sudden, I was looking at somebody else's video camera, and I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. I'm getting from, like, the back door, the driver's side back door, like, the guy pulling her out, it's like I'm standing right there within 2 feet of him and her, but I can't do anything. That's what I'm seeing from my point of view.
Wait, so you saw it from, like, a third-person perspective?
Yeah, it's like remote view. Like, I'm there at that moment watching him pull her out, and I'm behind. Okay, you got the driver door, and then you got the back driver door, you know, the signal right here.
Okay. Did you at any point in time see him punch her in the face?
He's beating the hell out of her. She was kicking the hell out of him, scratching and stuff. He was punching her, yeah.
That's exactly what I told Matt. So, I mean,
yeah.
And it's really cool that you can see it from a third-person perspective. Whereas I saw it from, I was her. I saw everything that she saw, and then I felt what she felt. This was, you know, I haven't been playing with the view thing long. So
I've learned to back myself out of it, so I don't feel quite as much.
Okay, I taught you the shield and the bunny suit, and you got to teach me how to back myself out, because I got punched in the nose that night. It made my eyes water. It made my nose bleed, and I was sitting in my damn dining table. Nobody punched me in the nose. Nobody was anywhere near me.
That's just you. That's you. We all have different perspectives, and you jumped right into her energy right then and there.
Well, yeah, I don't know that I jumped into jack shit, because, you know, I'm a bit of a candy ass, and I don't jump into much.
I don't know about that. I see you jumping off, like, in the blue holes and stuff, you know, like, you're kind of a risk taker.
I bounced for 15 years. I have a third-degree black belt in Taekwondo. I got punched at my dining table by nobody around me. So,
Taekwondo is kind of useless at that point.
Yep, pretty much. You can't fight if you can't see it, damn it.
Exactly. I mean, I could have been loaded up and looking like Sylvester Stallone, you know, have the 50-cal machine gun, and there ain't jack shit when you can't see nothing around you.
When you feel someone else's pain, there's no weapons out there for that. I mean, besides God. I mean, sorry, but there ain't, you know.
No, I mean, that's straight up. And now,
there's a reason you've done that, though. I mean, maybe you could see a different view of this guy, or maybe the driver. Whereas I can't see the driver. I mean, I can see him. He's got dark, curly hair, and he's facing the passenger with the gun. But you yourself can see from her point of view, and you can see that driver. You know what I mean? Maybe you should look there. But the two older guys in the truck, the one guy, he's in jail. For other shit, he's in jail now. He's incarcerated now. On DUI stuff, drinking, stuff like that, bullshit. I don't know why, and I'm not putting anybody's name out there, but I got a Ronald Weaver.
Oh, shit, and I didn't hit the mute. I tried for the mute. I'm sorry.
The mute. But I got a Ronald Weaver. I don't know who Ronald Weaver is, and I'm sorry if it's you and you're not involved in this. Sorry, Mr. Weaver, but maybe we can do a little search on a Ronald Weaver with kind of a heavy set feller, mid-50s, candy, strawberries,
wait,
blonde, short hair.
Wait, what's it?
What?
What did you call him?
Weaver. Ronald Weaver. Ron Weaver.
No. And then you called him a word that started with an F. And I don't want to say it because then I'm going to influence you, but.
What, I don't know. What kind of, I said fucker. Sorry.
No. No. You called him a feller.
Feller, yeah. Oh,
damn,
wow.
Damn southerner. Now, for those northerners that may be still listening, that would be a feller.
Sorry. There's my southern throwing in there. It's a feller.
But if you're in the south, that might be a feller.
That's a guy. That's a man. That's a person. Feller. It's a male species. Feller.
I couldn't resist, Andy. I love you to death, sweetheart, but I couldn't resist.
I appreciate that. Taking me back to my roots.
All right. So, Dennis, actually, and Mark, really, honestly, listen to this. When he got punched in the face, what was the flashes that were going through your head?
Lots of
when
blood.
I got punched?
Yeah, there you got punched.
Yeah, well, when I got punched in the face, she had been kicking and clawing, and they were trying to yank her out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
I saw there was one person directly in front of. Now, this is. I'm guessing I'm looking from the victim's view because I got punched in the fucking face and nobody else got punched in the face. So I saw one person directly in front of me. I saw one person off to his right.
To the right, that, about 1 o'clock.
And I saw one person like towards the front of the vehicle that was looking away like they were
looking around
for
the paper. Yeah.
Well, they didn't want to, either they didn't want to be a part of it.
They were looking around.
What I get is, I'm not really sure this isn't going to end well, and I just don't, you know, if I don't see anything, I can't report anything, I can't claim anything, I just want to plead ignorant.
Yeah. So he can't, I mean, he knows if he goes against him, then, yeah, he's going to have the same repercussion.
And what I see from him is he's wearing a, not a wife beater T-shirt, but like a regular T-shirt, tank top, whatever. It's white. There's no sleeves. He's got a bit of bulk to him, like he's kind of beefy. And he's just leaning on the front corner of the vehicle looking off into the field.
See, I'm not seeing him. I see through you, but.
Wavy, blonde, brown hair. I get 23, 24
three?
Out of his age.
You get an S? Steven?
That's what I was going to ask of if either you have close to a name, Dennis, you tell me before, but I'm not going to influence it.
Yeah, that was the boyfriend. That was
Steven was
out on a front fender. That's what I get. That's what I feel.
I think I'm getting different Toms that you are. Like I said, I see the boyfriend in the passenger seat with the gun, you know, pointing at him from the driver because he's, you know, he's like, man, stop, she ain't gonna say nothing, she ain't gonna say nothing. I mean, he's pleading with them. And they're getting off on this. And the older men are the ones influencing these boys. Like I said, that one guy, Jerome, I want to say Jeremy, it is so strong, dark-haired, wavy, not really wavy, but like you said, you seen from her point of view looking at him, I can see through you, through her seeing him. She's laying in the back seat. She's kicking like hell. And the the guy in the passenger seat, he's just like, man, come on, let her be, you know, leave her. He's so pleading with them, you know.
Yeah.
And then I see that heavier set guy, the older guy, out from the back seat over to the driver at the 1 o'clock position, the wrong guy or whatever, and he's like, you know, just agging on, like, you know, I mean, it's fun for him. This is what he does, you know. And he kind of gets his turn with her. He just kind of, he's kind of the ruler here, the, you know, and the Jeremy guy wants to, like, please him, like, oh, yeah, I'm badass, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm seeing a little bit of a different, maybe, time shift than you are, or different position. Because you said you see the one guy out in front. I didn't see that, but that could be a different time frame.
Yeah, I mean, you could be seeing, you know, 2 minutes later where he's not standing up front anymore. He may have moved around. But
I'm seeing it going at the moment. I think you're getting a lot more than I am.
So what's the name of the boyfriend, though?
Steven. And I got a T. I don't know if it's Taylor or something like that. Tyler, T. I get T.
Sam? I now see, I'm getting an S. Now, she might be getting a middle. I might be getting a middle. She might be getting a first.
Both were getting S, yeah, but I was thinking Steven, but it may be something. I got S, but I was thinking Steven. But then I got the T for last name, Taylor or Tyler or something.
Hey, yeah. Mark?
One of the guys.
Mark, what's the boyfriend's name?
Timothy.
Timothy. Okay, well, there's a
Timothy.
T. I'm way off. Who's
and
the Taylor? The Steven.
And is Timothy still with us or no?
Were you asking?
I'm picking on. I'm not picking up, so yeah, I'm guessing he is. But I can't tell.
Wait.
I'm not.
Wait, the boyfriend?
Yeah. The boyfriend's
Why
name is Timothy. But is Timothy still with us or no?
I see a gunshot, but I don't know if that's him or not. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm getting
he's not with us, and I do get a gunshot, but he's not with us.
Okay,
I get his energy, and I get his head down. Which means
he's sad.
He's remorseful.
Yeah.
But
he's
not with us.
I'm saying with us meaning he's with us on this going on spiritual and as far as living.
No, I'm saying he's not with us as in he's no longer living.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was getting at. Mark, do you wanna chime in?
Yeah, he's dead.
He's
a piece of shit
on.
And he's dead.
Okay, well, I get his head is down as remorseful. Anytime that I get a spirit that approaches me, Sandy, I won't bring up details.
Okay.
The other night when I read you, and I said that person came to me, he came to me with his head down. The one that wanted the black bag?
You can go right ahead and tell that because I'm very proud to say that I've overcome that now, thanks to you. So, yes, please tell. Because you're the only one that's ever read me about anything. And for that, yeah, that's – please do tell.
Complete?
I'm not ashamed, yes. I will say I am no longer ashamed.
Well,
you can tell the age, description, everything.
Real quick, I do definitely want to hear about it, and we do still have time. But honestly, like Mark, as far as them getting tea and I know Dennis Neal Timothy, but
I'm
that's pretty.
They're
pretty damn accurate for him being in Virginia and never being to Cherry Road. In
Oh,
Oswego,
why did you
right?
say the name of it? That was our honey hole, Ash.
He already knows the name of it.
I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about everybody else who's going to go investigate there now.
No. No, we got that unlocked.
Why don't I get a Castle Hill and Spencer?
We're an archive. Nobody listens 3 hours to our crazy asses.
Yeah.
Never know they might.
Speaking of which, guys, I am freaking exhausted, so I'm going to have to bounce myself. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk to you.
I'll call you tomorrow.
All right. Take it easy, guys.
Good night.
Hey, Mark.
Good night.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark. Next
yeah.
time, breakfast is on you, bitch.
What's on me?
What?
I didn't hear you.
I said next time I come to Chicago, and we
oh,
sit
breakfast
down at
is
that
on
nice
me.
Little. Yeah, and we sit down at that. Breakfast place. I don't remember
yeah.
the name of it. Breakfast is on you just because. I decided.
Well, no, it's on Matt. And then the following time, I'll pick up the tab.
So about Dennis is kind of controlling.
Oh, okay, I'm good with that.
Yeah, you're good with that. It's a free meal either way.
I drove 900 plus miles to come up there and hang out with y'all, and you know, I got breakfast, and yeah, somebody's paying my. Frickin' breakfast.
Aw. Getting a McDonald's dollar salted biscuit. All right, you guys. If y'all ever need me or want to talk, just give a shout. Dennis, of course, you always do. Yay. My buddy. But, yeah, hit me up. I kind of feel like you got some questions there on the other end. Matt, right? Or Mark?
Yeah,
Mark.
Matt, Mark, oh. Both of us are on here, and we have questions.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Mark has
yeah.
the deeper voice, and Matt has the louder
me.
Voice, actually.
Okay. I was getting both, but I was like, I don't want to sound out, but now. What?
Huh?
Nice.
What do you mean you have a louder voice?
Where's you got a louder voice? Beavis and Butthead.
I have the sexier voice.
Ah, you got the baby doll
so
voice.
You know.
Give it up. I got the southern
just so
voice.
So you know.
Top that, baby.
So, right, hey, it is going to cut us off in 4 minutes. All right,
guys, I'm
that.
Out.
So.
Yep, y'all hit me up. Y'all have a good night. And maybe I'll listen in when she not. Y'all want some fun and glory? Give me a hookup.
Thank you all for joining us. Catch CPR Matt, CPR Dennis, both at Facebook and Twitter. CPR Matt, CPR Dennis. Catch us also on Wednesday night, Full Spectrum Radio. Right here, same place, same channel. And it's probably going to be just as weird, crazy, stupid, and enjoyable as tonight was.
Yes, and possibly, I don't know, I want to talk to Kevin about it, Monday night in Full Spectrum Unleashed, which we have not talked about, but that is a possible thing. Might be going Thursday night. So, I don't know.
Now,
we'll figure
also,
out what the hell's going on.
Also, Wednesday night we have Nick Carlson. He is the manager at Pennhurst State School or Pennhurst State Hospital or Pennhurst Asylum.
Hey, aren't we going to be doing that? Aren't you trying to get into that or something?
Damn, try that one in English.
Aren't you trying to do? Sorry, I got excited. Aren't you trying to do an investigation there, or trying to get into the Pennhurst asylum?
Oh,
there
you're damn
before,
right.
Demon. Yes.
You're damn right. I am.
I was excited to go. So yeah, if you can.
Oh.
If you.
Yeah. Pennhurst is off the chain. everything.
Yeah.
Happens at Pennhurst.
We got to be there then, right?
Just all the sadness, all the emotion, all the energy.
Yeah.
So, folks, when I make that broadcast, if I can get us in there, you have to join us. Full Spectrum Radio, Wednesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, 8 to 10 Central. I'll keep you posted. Thanks for joining us. Have a great night. Love and light.
Good night.
Matt, pet feed.
Yes, I was deciding to do that or just play a song.
Ooh, play us out, Matt. Play us out. Maestro.
DJ Matt.
Maestro, music, please.
I don't. All right, here it is. Good night, everyone.